Blog Talk Radio.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
Hunter Biden arrived on Capitol Hill today not to comply with a subpoena and be deposed at the House Oversight Committee, but to hold a press conference to pander to the corporate media and left-wing politicians. He again offered to testify publicly, not behind closed doors. He also maintained that his father, President Biden, was not financially involved in his overseas business dealings. Watch him work the public.
Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad. And certainly not as an artist.
Well, the artist part got me. Hunter went on to blast MAGA Republicans who have invaded his privacy because, of course, it's those awful MAGA extremists who should have known better than to invade a coke-snorting hooker lover playboy. How dare they ask why he didn't pay his taxes? Watch Hunter have the audacity to play the sympathy card.
For 6 years, MAGA Republicans, including members of the House committees who are in a closed-door session right now, have impugned my character, invaded my privacy, attacked my wife, my children, my family, and my friends. They have ridiculed my struggle with addiction, they have belittled my recovery, and they have tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father, who has devoted his entire public life to service. For 6 years, I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine, shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here.
No one's downplaying your addiction, Hunter, or your problems. Just pay your damn taxes. The president's son then abruptly left Capitol Hill and arrogantly avoided any of the reporters' questions, just like his father. And so he bailed on the congressional subpoena and did it right on Congress's front porch, essentially giving the middle finger to the GOP House investigating his foreign business dealings. But the main question remains, why is Hunter Biden too good for being deposed? Why is he better than you or I? What makes him so special? All the Trump kids were deposed behind closed doors for many, many hours. Don Jr. testified 5 times behind closed doors. If they can do it, so can Hunter. He's not better than anyone. This is a guy who left a crack pipe and his driver's license in a rental car because he was too high to put them back into his pocket or his briefcase. But he's the president's son, so there is that. Look at him today. It's clear. He doesn't seem fazed at all. What does he know? Maybe the big guy promised to pardon him no matter what. But we must not forget that Congressman Comer and Jordan have promised to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress if he defied that subpoena, which he did today, and failed to appear for his deposition, which he did today. Last night, right here on The Balance, Chairman Comer promised to hold Hunter in contempt.
Hunter Biden's going to have an opportunity to set the record straight.
And if he doesn't, sir, it's contempt of Congress?
Absolutely. I've spoken with Speaker Johnson on this, Jim Jordan. We're all together. We have accumulated too many concerning facts. We know without a shadow of a doubt no other government agency is looking into this. In fact, they've covered up investigation after investigation that would lead to Joe Biden.
Moments, Chairman Jim Jordan is here to share his latest thoughts on Hunter's defiance. We hold conservatives to their words here in The Balance, and they believe they will proceed with contempt charges. We expect them to stand strong and be tough on this issue of holding Hunter Biden and Joe Biden accountable, because many think Hunter will not be held to the same standard as Trump or any of the many conservatives who've been treated differently by Biden's Department of Justice. Will he even serve a day in jail, Hunter? Too soon to tell. He should, my opinion there, folks. But this question nags me. Is Hunter outsmarting the GOP at their own game? Only time will tell, and we hope Republicans hold strong. We hope the GOP leadership is tough enough. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene did not hold back and called out today's charade for what it was. Watch her explain how Hunter Biden decided to play circus outside the Capitol this morning.
Hunter Biden, what you see to show him today is unacceptable. President Trump's own children sat for hours and hours, 7, 8, 9 hours, each of them, in front of Democrat-led committees. Why is it a double standard for the Biden family? Hunter Biden clearly is trying to hide and cover up the money laundering and the abuse of power that he and his father are guilty of. Obviously guilty. He went out there in front of the press and spread all of his lies, but he wouldn't come in here under oath. That's someone that is clearly trying to hide the truth from the American people.
So right there is a congresswoman, a Republican congresswoman, who's willing to call it like she sees it and expose Hunter's lies for what they are. And she clearly states Hunter wants to spread his lies to the left-wing media, but not to testify under oath. Well, now let's hear from the other side of the aisle. Here's billionaire heir turned congressman Dan Goldman claiming once again there's zero evidence to connect the big guy, Joe, with Hunter. Watch him try and explain, all with confidence.
This is a bogus sham impeachment with no evidence whatsoever. And the notion that they need to move forward for some sort of procedural reason is completely bunk. The Biden administration has been way more cooperative than they need to be. The problem here is that they don't have any facts to support their allegations of any wrongdoing by President Biden.
Definitive link to Joe Biden, Dan Goldman claims, except for
Ukrainian
energy company that was paying President Biden's son $100 million a year, cut his monthly compensation.
I'm on the board.
After his father's no longer.
I'm watching CNN, Conservative Nation Media.
When you look at all the
evidence
of criminal activity from the Biden family, and it's not only that the sitting president could be selling out his family, but he could also be selling out the country. It's fair to ask the question, and it must be answered. The Democrats will always run cover and protect their own no matter what. By the way, it's something Republicans should learn how to do. Here's a Democrat, for example, Ocasio-Cortez, her latest spin at that gaggle today.
They have devised a story that they cannot substantiate with facts, and so they've decided that they want to invent their own take without evidence, and they want to ensure that that evidence remains behind closed doors and away from public view. We will not accept this. The American people deserve better.
What you gonna do, AOC? What you gonna do? You don't have the gavel. Republicans devised a plan, and the American people deserve better, she said. Interesting way to view that But again, it shows the Democrats are united on all fronts, and it helps them control the messaging for now. Say what you will about elected Democrats, but they know where the power is. They're like those divining rods for power. No matter how thick the forest is, they'll find it. But if all this corruption proves out to be true, the Bidens could possibly be one of the most corrupt political families in American presidential history.
Hello, everybody. I'm
hey.
Echoing. Hang on.
Hello, hello, hello. We're all here. Don't mess it up. Hello. We're here. What's going on?
Drugs.
Can everyone hear?
Rent.
Can everyone hear?
Yeah.
Can everyone hear? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was able to get the show started. Oh, my God. Played that clip to try to spread the word.
It's all
that,
the playback. Why am I hearing playback?
Yeah, I know. Turn it off.
What do you mean playback?
Oh, I'm broadcasting on Mixler too.
Yeah, it's you. It's you. Sabotaging us. Mixed a lot. Where's Robert?
Robert muted himself in the switchboard. Robert, unmute yourself. Unmute yourself and host your show.
I know. Dude, you guys finally get on live. And you,
well, I'm not muted. What the heck?
You were muted on the switchboard.
Why am I hearing repeat? Is it me or I'm just losing my mind or I'm going crazy or?
We're all going crazy.
It's on your end, Ron, I think because you're broadcasting using Mixler at the same time, so you're getting that delay.
I'm not. Not no more.
No, oh boy.
Are you still getting, you're still getting a delay?
Yeah.
Well,
even Gunslinger's
I don't know. When I got on, I had BTR audio on when I got on to Mixler, and I just muted my Mixler, so maybe
just
there's
shut Mixler down.
Or not Mixler, but BTR and muted BTR. Are you still getting echo?
I'm going to refresh to see what it does. Hope I don't lose you guys. I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. Hello, Boyd.
Hi, Robert. Goddamn. You got to have this much... You got to do all this crap just to get a show going, huh?
Absolutely. Since I'm conservative, they're blocking everybody.
Well, I had one on the other night, remember?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Gunslinger? I see Gunslinger in the switchboard, but not raising his hand. Don't know if Gunslinger wants to be brought on or not, but happy to bring you on, Gunslinger. Just press one.
Yeah, some people, I think, press one and they don't pop up. Could be a possibility. I think
well,
it's going to stay air for a while. They'll hang up on us. You know,
well,
I know.
Well,
Floyd you know.
And you, when you raised your hand, it showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
there goes.
Joe and Boyd both.
Something just got disconnected. I heard a bing.
That was me moving a jar around my desk.
Don't know. Well, I got so many connections going on here to too many chat rooms, 8 different chat rooms.
Yeah, what I had started to talk about, you know, at the beginning of my show, and when we got into Suzette's, I was talking about the Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine suddenly deciding he's woke, and he's signed a bill that makes it so they cannot ban transgender stuff on children, which is stupid. I don't know why they all have this desire to mutilate kids. You know, they should just let the kids be alone, let the kids be raised by their parents. And when they grow up, if they want to do that to themselves, fine and dandy, but leave the kids alone.
Yeah.
But don't you know they're doing it for the greater good?
Who's greater good,
well,
theirs or the kids?
Theirs. Yeah, theirs. Well, ain't ours. We mean nothing
well,
to them.
How else, if the children can't determine because of the parents, how are they going to determine whether or not their indoctrination is working or not? You got to have a head count. And the only way you can get a head count is for the kids to come in and say, hey, I want to be a girl.
Well, I'm not who I am. I'm not a male anymore myself, Boyd.
Well,
I identify as something totally different.
Today, I'm
I
a
do.
Tree.
Yeah.
I'm a tree today.
I'm something totally different.
I don't think there's an adequate word to describe you, Ron.
Yes, there is. It's a two word name, and that's what I go by. And that's it. I'm not a male. I'm not a female either. So, anyway, I'm a straight up motherfucker. That's why I want to be called that. Call me motherfucker. That's it.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Yeah. The schools are putting litter boxes in for me and shit. Come on, man.
Well, has everything you fucked been a mother?
Oh, absolutely. It has been a mother. Let me tell you, what a mother.
Yeah, and this is why we can't have good things.
No, it's not allowed. Good things are bad.
That's what we're all being told anymore, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know. It's
Well, I tell you what, it's time for some activism. It's time for people to start doing stuff. And becoming a little
people
proactive
ain't gonna,
doing something.
People ain't gonna do shit. They're fucking lazy. Yeah. Not my problem. Let them deal with it.
Yep.
The easy way out, you know what I mean? The easy way out.
I know.
And then the ones that are fighting for this, like we all do, we're fucking retards.
I know.
Well, I guess we're being led by the big retard, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Which one, Biden?
Well,
yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines of somebody by the name of Rick.
Oh, God, not that guy. Mm-mm. I don't think he's calling that anybody. I think he's calling motherfucker now.
Oh.
Motherfucking Rick. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
that's
just part of the reality we live in, folks. We're fucked. I mean, there's no other way to pronounce it. I know y'all don't like bad words, but you're fucked. Get used to it.
Yep.
You know?
Well,
there's no other way to explain it. I have no other way to explain it to you. If I explain in detail, nobody would catch on. So I try to get it out there the easiest way I can. Try to help y'all out.
I was talking with somebody tonight on Zoom. Okay? And the smartest
you're
way
getting
to go
fucked
about it.
And you like it. So that's that. Just like
and
you're going to own
over.
Nothing and be happy.
You got to go county by county, take over one county at a time. And even if that's all we can conquer, we would get our own people in there and we say, hey, it's about consent, right? Government consent. Well, we don't consent no longer. And that's our stage for the world. We make our stand right there.
Yep.
We do it lawfully.
And you have to make a stand.
Now.
And you have to make a stand, because if you don't, then they're going to win no matter what.
Oh, they got the money in the bank, and they got the media. They have the control handles, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's how come they're 10 feet ahead of us the whole time, you know. They use the talking heads in your money.
Well, I got to get a video out there, Robert. You check out that video maker. Use it too hard to figure out.
Oh, I haven't really even tried anything yet. I haven't gotten anything.
Oh, Lord. Well, I only got 21 days left on the trial period. And I'm not going to make the same mistake like the other website. Spend $350 and nobody signs up or uses it.
Yeah, that was...
I cannot make videos. I suck at it. I just can't do it. It's just a mental, something mental in my head. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you send me what you want me to say on there, I can do that for you.
I don't care. I just need a video message. You're a patriot, right? You know what to say. Right. You know what. I will prove it. As long as you don't call me an asshole, you can do whatever you want.
No, I wouldn't do
that. Give me a message to give these people that you want to give. You're a conservative. You're a patriot. You know what to say. I don't need to tell you what to say. Right?
That's true.
Joseph, are you sick? Are you sick, bro?
Yeah.
You sound like shit. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
It ain't me. Okay, all right.
You got yourself a heck of a bug.
Yeah, it was 104 yesterday, my temperature, 104.1.
Damn, Timmy. You been to a doctor?
Yeah, I know.
A so-called doctor?
No, I don't want them to kill me.
Mm. I'm
better
today. You didn't get your COVID shot?
That is a bad chance of that happening.
What the hell is wrong with you? You got to go get your COVID shot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a booster.
I know.
You got to keep taping until your heart explodes. Then the job is done.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. I never get sick, never. I don't know how it happened. I just don't know how it happened.
Well, I don't get sick anymore. I figured it out what to keep me from getting sick. I take this shit called Partamom, you know, the seed. And, man, my lungs feel like a fucking jet engine. My my cholesterol level's perfect. My blood sugar level's perfect, all because of that little seed.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I got some sitting on my desk that I'm extracting from the actual seed. I'm extracting, making extract out of it.
Yep.
Anyway, this shit is like... The extract, if you buy it online, it's like fucking $29 for 2 ounces of this shit. I'm making 24 ounces of it. I think it costs like $15. You know, so that's a hard making extract. So,
yeah.
But I eat the seeds myself. I throw them in my coffee. And I do have an extract that I bought, but I mean, I'm making a better one.
But what do you think about turmeric?
Turmeric's good. It ain't as good as this is. Turmeric's good for, like, the joints. But this here does it all. If you look up cinnamon or cardamom, look it up. You see the shit this stuff does, it'll blow your mind.
Really?
I mean, it attacks tumors, cancer, all kinds of shit.
Wow.
But
they
used to do this shit with the Egyptians. It's actually a spice. It's used as a spice. And I found out why Starbucks coffee tastes so good, because they put this in it.
Oh, shit.
And it makes coffee taste better, man. I'm serious.
Because he actually douses the poison.
I guess. I don't know, but it does. It makes coffee taste a lot better for some reason. I put about 20 drops of it in coffee, and I throw the actual seeds in the coffee, too. And I get a good dose of it. I feel great. I do. I've lost a lot of weight with it.
You sound like it all the time. You sound like you got goddamn energy up the ass.
I do. Besides, well, that's my cocaine helps that. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's actually from it. I mean, it actually does. It gives you a lot of energy. And you sleep like a rock, man. You sleep like a fucking rock. I slept just getting
years.
Yeah,
that's what I need, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I never
sleep.
You need
to take a look at it. Cardamom, man. Get the seed. I'm telling you. It ain't that expensive to buy, you know, online. Amazon or wherever. But you want the green cardamom.
Green cardamom.
Green cardamom. Cardamom. Cardamom.
I got it. Yeah.
But I'm in a natural life. I'm in natural healing. I don't believe in doctors.
Oh, nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that.
I like to experiment and play, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a degree in physics, so I like to play with it every once in a while.
And fire.
It's like frankincense. Frankincense is one of the best helpers to help with pain. And if you really want to get serious about killing pain, you want to get some boswellia. Boswellia is the bomb. That's like a fucking painful on its own. And that's made out of the frankincense family. You know, the resin?
Yeah.
It does help you. I know my hip don't hurt like it used to. I can get out of bed a lot easier than I used to because of that. You know, I say a hard time standing because my hip's so fucked up. But I can just jump right up like I used to. Nothing to it. Crazy shit.
I'll have to remember that because my wife uses that all the time.
What's that? Boswellia?
Yeah.
You what?
Yeah, my wife uses that, so I'm going to have to start using it so I don't start getting aches and pain.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it'll help you out a lot. As long as you're not taking any other type of narcotic, your opiates, anything like that. I mean, you can take them, but not together. You know what I'm saying? You want a 6-hour window between them.
Yeah, I don't take any of those, so that's fine.
Right. Well, because it'll cause your cells to fucking wiggle-waggle. You don't want that shit. You know?
I don't know what
how
that
do you spell
to me that I was exposed to. That shit knocked me the fuck out.
Boswellia? Gunslinger, is that what you want to know? It is. You got a pencil? I hope you do. It's Boswellia. Boswellia. No, fuck, I'll just type it in for you. No, maybe.
Well, my pen stopped writing.
Robert, the guy that likes to cut out early and go to bed, and you just your luck, you get a show the latest time ever, huh?
There you go. I think Marianne's got control of the board, doesn't she? Gunslinger's one that muted. I think Marianne has control, doesn't she? He's unmuted.
He is now.
I am now.
You're unmuted. There you go.
There he is.
What's that other stuff? Something bomb? Or what is it?
Oh, cardamom. Cardamom. Or M-O-M. Mom.
Cardamom.
Cardamom. Mm-hmm.
How you get the stuff? Where you get the stuff?
I bought this online. I got it off Amazon. You know, Spiceway is the best one on the market. But anything coming out of India is where you want to go. The Spiceway.com, you get it from them. That's the seed itself. The seed itself is better than the extract. The extract, like I said, the extract's expensive. And the only one that's a good producer of that extract is the Hawaii Pharma. PHRM. That's the best one on the market. But they want like $29 for 2 ounces of shit. And I just, you know, I bought the glycol, and glycol and distilled water is all you fucking need to make it. I mean, but I also got a crusher thing, the mace and whatever the fuck you call it. You know, crush it. But anyway, but I bought, you know, vegetable glycol, and, you know, you can eat it. It ain't going to hurt you. Matter of fact, I use that for my vape juice. When I make vape juice, my vape stick, or sticks, I got fucking all kinds of shit, mods, whatever. I use, you know, vegetable glycol. It's vegetable. It's like cucumber juice, I call it. You know? But you can take the seeds and crush them up any however you can, whichever way. You can use a roller or whatever way you can just smash them up. And I take the hull and the seed itself, and I throw it all in the vegetable glycol of water. And I use 60% vegetable glycol and 40% water. That's my extracting rate. And, yeah, it's good. If you let it sit for about a month, you know, I know it takes a long time, but for about a month or so, then it comes out pretty good. Once you see the color changing in the liquid, because it's going to be clear, but it's going to get kind of foggy looking, and it's going to start turning kind of brown. Once it turns that brown, it's about ready to go. Then you can strain it off, and the seed's called. I don't strain it myself because I want to get every bit of the molecule I can get out of it. You know what I mean? So, but that's the man. It's just got to look it up. You know, like I said, you know, read some articles, watch some videos on cardamom and boswellia. I mean, the two things. Especially if you're in pain, that boswellia is definitely there. You know, but you can go with a opioid if you're taking one. But like I said, you got to space them out. You don't want them together.
Well, you know, I have that bone condition, so that's what I'm interested
in.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them would help you a lot. I'm third gun.
Well, that's what I'm going with. I'm going to call you probably tomorrow and get more detail on it.
Sure. Yeah, anytime, man.
Hey, baby.
Anytime.
Come on.
Hi, sweetheart. Was he talking to me?
I have no idea.
Well, I am a sweetheart.
Dog.
Yes, my nose wet and cold.
If it is, then you're healthy.
Yeah, there you go.
Fucking battery jack.
Hang on, I gotta lick my balls. Hold on, give me a minute. Sniff my asshole. Ain't had a fresh asshole sniffing in a while. You know, I was at this veterinarian's office thing. They had this thing, this lady's teach you how to handle, take care of your dog and shit, you know. And she goes, do you know what dogs like the best? I said, yes, they're asshole. Oh, that, well, sir, we don't really speak like that. Well, we asked a question. That's what dogs like. They love asshole. Don't every dog they meet first they go for a sniff of the asshole? That's how you get your level. It depends on the staunch that comes out of your anal cavity as a dog. That gets you what level you're going to be at, like a good dog, bad dog, whatever, you know, and in between, you know. So it's all got to do with the texture of the anus. It's an anus leveling system dogs have. It's automatically in their chemistry. Make any sense to you?
Right.
You know, if a dog goes to sniff the dog off his asshole and they get in a fight, well, it's a bad
shit.
Dog, right? So there you go.
104 again. Back up to 104. Shit. Oh, man.
Have you taken any aspirin or any NSAIDs? Ibuprofen?
Yeah.
You done anything like that, Joe?
No.
Well, you need to, bro. You need to bring that temperature down.
Yeah, I know.
Does your lungs hurt when you cough? Do they?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Your lungs hurt when you cough? That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, you have bronchitis. You need to get your ass to a doctor. You need azithromycin. You need a Z-Pak. You really don't fuck around, because if not, it's going to turn into pneumonia. Then you're really going to be
fucked. And that wouldn't be good at all.
If you might already have it.
No, I don't say that.
So you need to march your ass to urgent care or hospital, really.
Shit.
You're going to regret it if you don't.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go, but I'll go in the morning.
Oh. I mean, I know it sucks. I'm with you, but it's dangerous.
I'm burning up, but I got the fucking chills. Go figure that one out.
But yeah, that's because where you're getting ready, you're probably going to shock.
No.
Yeah.
Going to shock from what?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, you will. It's a bacterial virus, dude. It can kill you. You can die from this.
Mm.
I'm serious. I'm a professional on this. I battled bronchitis most of my life.
Oh,
are you a
shit.
Cigarette smoker? Are you a cigarette smoker?
Yeah.
Get your ass going. Get going. Just get going. Get the fuck going.
What time is it now? 12:30. I'll go.
It's 11:38 my time.
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina.
Well, it don't matter, bro. You need to go.
It matters to the driving. I got to drive, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, it kind of sucked to drive on a ventilator, wouldn't it?
I'm too strong for that, man. I'm too strong.
Okay,
come on,
well,
now.
Look here, Superman. Me. Superman, I'm bad news. Kryptonite's fucking got you. So.
I know.
Truck or car, if you head to the hospital. And they can give you a shot of zithromycin. Or no,
what they're going to do, they're going to give me some damn poison, right? And they're going to say, oh.
No.
They're going to shoot me up with shit. And I'm going to end up worse off.
No. If you don't, okay. I'm going to get my flight book. What's your address so I know where I'm going to do this fucking funeral, all right? I will do your eulogy for you. I will even do your eulogy, Joe. I'll be that nice. Joe was good, man, but he's too fucking stupid to listen. So, anyway, there you go.
I'll be all right. I'll go. I will go, since you're so worried about it, Dad.
I'm not worried. I'm just telling you the fact of it. I know, because I had a doctor misdiagnose me. Motherfucker did misdiagnose me. I laid in the hospital for 2 weeks, man.
That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But I'm just telling you. It's a bacterial infection. It's a dangerous motherfucker, man, because it moves rapidly.
I agree. I know.
You've had it 2 days
I
going
agree
on.
With you.
Yeah, third day's
you.
Usually in the line, you know.
No, I agree with
but
you.
Yeah.
You're right.
But I had pneumonia caused from bronchitis. I had it, and the doctor gave me amoxicillin, which ain't worth a fuck. For a toothache, it's great, but ain't worth a fuck in a lung infection. And since you smoke.
Yeah, amoxicillin.
Yeah, amoxicillin.
I might have some of that, though.
What's it going to do, your tooth? It ain't going to help your lungs. It don't do a fucking thing for you. Nothing.
Hey, Joe,
sorry,
I've been muted for a bit. When you cough, are you coughing up phlegm? And is it clear or is it yellow or brownish colored? Or
it's like a whitish, clearish kind of look like.
Oh, good. Okay. It's probably not too horrible if it's still clear, you know, but you want to watch out if your phlegm starts to turn yellow. Then you know it's bacterial, you know.
Well, if his lungs start turning yellow,
you know you got
if
a bacterial infection, not just a virus.
But if he's coughing and his lungs are burning, it's bacteria, trust me.
What if it's greenish?
Then you're fucked.
Really?
Yeah, greenish, you get your ass to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's also not good.
You're probably already in pneumonia cycle by then. You then switch from bronchitis to pneumonia.
It's clear because I coughed in a rag or like a towel earlier and threw it away. I'm just looking at it. That's why.
But if your lungs, if you cough and your lungs hurt, your chest hurts, like your lungs are on fire, like acid reflux, that's telling you the lungs are massively inflamed. and the bacteria is going to keep carrying on. It's eventually going to go into pneumonia. Then you'll start spitting out some chunks of shit that's got different colors. Right.
I know. I'm going to go, even though I don't want to go.
I know. I hate the places, too. Trust me. I hate them motherfuckers.
Well, you got, Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You got yourself two choices in front of you. You can go to the doctor now and get some meds and stay out of the hospital, or you can go to the doctor later and go to the hospital.
Just stay there. They'll quarantine you off. They'll say you have COVID, pneumonia, and all that.
I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, well, you ain't got to stay there. I mean, but pneumonia, they can classify it as COVID.
I know. Bastards.
Yeah.
Take my vitamins.
Do you have a regular doctor?
Do you have a regular doctor, Joe? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Can you just call your doctor and say, look here, I got bronchitis. I need a Z-Pack. See if he'll prescribe it to you. You ain't got to fuck around with nothing.
Yeah, you're right. I'll send him an email.
Yeah, you need zithromycin is what you need. Matter of fact, you can go online. The hospitals have practitioners online. You talk to them online. You look at them on the camera. You look at each other. They could give you a script right then and there. You do that, too. You know.
I have Teladoc. I think it's called Teladoc.
Yeah, Teladoc or some shit like that, right. Yeah.
Oh, you fucking shit. Where did this shit come from? All this sickness and shit, man. Where the fuck they come from?
One thing, you smoke cigarettes, okay? And the problem with cigarettes is you got a glue in there that Obama forces cigarette manufacturers to put in. So acetate copolymer, okay, which is the same compound as what's in liquid nail and carpet glue for boats, okay, which is safe at 127 degrees Fahrenheit. But a cigarette burns at 365. And I don't care, they say, it's got a filter. That filter don't mean shit. Why did that filter turn brown? You know what I'm saying? So you're still getting something in that lung. And the problem with it is that I quit smoking 9 years ago. And I've noticed ever since I quit smoking, I don't get hangovers no more. And I don't have no problem beating colds out quick. And I never had bronchitis again either. So, you know, see what I'm saying? Because your body's getting something foreign and it don't want it. And it causes an infection in the lungs. That's, you know, so they get, you know, all fucked up. So you need to quit smoking, too. I know you probably don't want to hear that shit. I didn't like to hear it either. I was a true smoking motherfucker. But once I did find out, because what happens, I was diagnosed with COPD and sleep apnea. I was fucked up. I was in the ICU unit for like a week, dude.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I did my own diagnosis. The doctor said, well, I can't figure why we can't get your air level up, Ron. I said, well, I don't know either, but can we try something like called sleep apnea? Would that have something to do with it? It could be. Well, fuck, why not? Let's try that. So they put me on a CPAP machine, or BiPAP. And that brought my air level up. Everything was fine. I'm good today, you know. And they said, well, you know, your lungs will never come back. You're going to be permanently fucked up. That's a lie, too. You know, I mean, I pulled fucking 96, 98 on the oximeter today, you know, with room air, no oxygen. I had a bottle strapped in my back for like 3 or 4 years, man. Still went to work, though. Still went to work every day. Still did it. Then I got off the bottle, you know. Started drinking more. More fornicating. Yeah, you got to keep it in shape, you know, got to exercise. They say it burns a lot of calories doing that.
My mom and my sister are both sick. They're in Georgia. My mom got COVID. My sister probably has it too. She tested positive for it, of course. So they both got it. It's like, it's going around, but they'll list everything as fucking COVID, of course.
But COVID ain't that bad this round, though. This round of COVID ain't that bad.
Having 104 fever for 2 days in a row, gets your ass in, into urgent care or whatever kind of time frame if you get that high of a temperature for that long.
Yeah, I know that the online med doctor, man. See if your hospital has it. You know, where you go online to talk to a doctor on the fucking internet.
Well, it came down earlier today. It came down today earlier. It came down.
Because you got to watch out for
that,
because the way they're changing the truth anymore, they can just say, well, you're breathing? Yeah, I'm breathing. You got COVID.
Well, that may be true, but you specify, here's what I do. You say, well, I've had this before when I got a Z-Pak, zithromycin. That's what you want.
Yep.
You want zithromycin. That's what you want for this. That will fix it. And the rounds with this, you take two pills right up front. You take two of them, okay? You take one per day after, okay, for like 4 days. So, but when you take the first two pills, you're gonna go to sleep. You're gonna sleep like a rock, and then when you wake up, you're gonna feel much better, okay? But that doesn't mean stop taking the shit. Keep taking it. You know, keep going on. So that way you can get through the whole cycle. You know what I mean? Because it'll work. Zithromycin works even after, like 3 days after you take the last dose of it. It keeps going to kill all the bacteria. But you need to take since you're taking that, you need also afterwards, after it's all done, before you do it, then take a probiotic. Get your probiotic later after you do this dosage of this, okay? Don't take the probiotic while you're doing it. Because you take a probiotic, it'll just fuck up because you're trying to kill bacteria, and that'll cause the medicine not to work correctly. So after you're done, then you take a probiotic to get the shit back to your needy body that it killed off. Because it won't kill everything. So.
If you look in the chat room, there's a number for Teladoc. You tell them what's wrong, about 10 minutes later, the doctor will call you back 24 hours a day. They're open 24/7.
There you go. There you go, Joe.
So I've used it. I've used it myself, so it works.
Yeah. Absolutely. Short and sweet, man.
Short and sweet. They get right, and they call right to your pharmacy or whatever, wherever you want to pick it up at. Just tell them where to pick it up at.
Yep. That's that. Plain and simple. I mean, I got my doctor's cell phone number. I call him anytime, middle of the fucking night. That's back and fuck. I don't do that, though. I don't bother, man. He gets bothered by a lot of people. My doctor, poor fucking guy, he can't go to the grocery store. Doc, I got this problem right here. I got this problem, you know, shit like that. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, bronchitis, pneumonia, man.
Yeah, pneumonia is not a good thing, that's for sure.
No, it's not. You are fucking miserable. Miserable. You know what really pissed me off about laying in that fucking hospital a couple weeks of that shit? Hospital food sucks. Jail food tastes better. I swear to it. You know what I mean? Anyway, I was quarantined. I couldn't be around no people. I had to have my own room and everything, right? You know? But anyway, this food's sucking. I mean, I ordered a chef's salad, and it was like fucking one cherry tomato and one strip of ham and one strip of turkey. I mean, that was it. Like, what the fuck is this, you know? Fuck, I called this pizza place up. I had them deliver me a fucking chef's salad and a fucking pizza. Fuck you all. Well, we never had pizza delivered before. Well, fuck, you're learning something, ain't you? Silly fuckers. Mr. Rick is awful difficult to deal with, you know. Maybe.
You're awful difficult. I love it. Like, what a shit.
Yes, I am. I'm like a small, rotten child. What I want.
All right, guys. See you on the other side. God bless. Take care.
All right, get
Hope
take care of man,
Joe.
Joseph.
All right, keep
all
us
right.
updated when
yeah,
you go see the
know,
doc.
Bro.
He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck around with
and
that
I don't
shit,
have
man.
My laptop in front of me because I got my Thai food that's sitting on top of my laptop, so I'm only on my phone right now,
Thai
so
food.
I can't see the switchboard.
Is it keeping
Thai
it warm?
Food. Like, it's Thai food.
Okay. You know, they say if you eat too much that shit, you get slant eye.
Is that DoorDash type food?
DoorDash?
How long has it been tied up?
Yeah. Long time.
and they never make it spicy enough. So Domino's has those little containers of Parmesan cheese that you can get, you know, for a couple bucks. So I saved the container and I filled it up with dried Thai hot chili peppers. So I can fucking spice everything up. Because the Thai people, they don't seem to make anything spicy enough, so I always got to spice it up.
They both suck. And another one, Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
They went down the fucking tubes.
Little Caesars is gross. I normally don't get Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut gives me heartburn. Domino's
Yeah,
it was cheap, you know. They had to, you know, get a free medium pizza and shit, and so I'm like, okay,
all
fine.
Right.
So it was cheap, and it was late at night when nothing else would deliver or anything, so.
All right.
You know, once in a while, I'll suffer through it. Every few months, I'll get Domino's.
Shit.
I can't see paying 30 bucks for a pizza. 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah,
I told them they're going to price themselves out of business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who is going to be fucking goddamn paying $30 for a goddamn pizza? I mean,
well, the numbers are down. There's a lot of restaurants that have already closed the fucking doors. And matter of fact, Subway, Burger King, and which was the other one? There's a couple. Matter of fact, even White Castle's in trouble right now. Their numbers are down. Waffle House, they're going out.
Well, speaking of pizza, out in California, in Gruesome Newsom, you know who Gruesome Newsom is, he signed a fucking bill to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour, okay?
Yeah,
2,500 pizza people, they're firing them. Can't afford them. Pizza delivery.
Can't, no. Right. And also, that's why the Big Mac's going to be $25 in California soon.
Yeah. Can you imagine that, laying off 2,500 people? Pizza deliveries. Deliverers or whatever.
That ain't too bad.
Well, yeah, same thing is gonna happen with closing down a lot of McDonald's and Burger Kings as well. Same reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. People ain't going to pay the price for the food. You know, if you tell me $25 for a Big Mac, you can suck my sausage. The other thing, I watched a video on McDonald's the other day about shrinkflation, and it shows that the fillet of fish is smaller than the McChicken. I caught that a couple years ago. They cut that fucking thing in half, the McChicken.
Yeah, and
it
then
used to be thick like a... Right, it used to be as thick as a fucking McNugget. But now it's thin as a fritter, you know. It's cheaper than fuck.
Yeah.
You're right, they charge twice as much, that's right. You know, but anyway, the hamburger patty on the Big Mac, they showed an actual picture of a Big Mac they bought at McDonald's. Right there, they walked out of the store with it, walked out onto the table outside, opened up the hamburger, you see the hamburger patty, it's like a quarter of an inch of bun around the patty sits in the middle of it. That's how fucking little it's got. The bun's the same size as the patty, smaller. So that's going to show you how it's done. And it's like McDonald's doesn't sell a actual large drink anymore. They say it's a large, but it's not. It used to be a bigger cup they used to use, but they don't have that anymore. So... And they're getting rid of the soda fountains, too. That's the other thing going away. McDonald's get rid of soda fountains. They ain't going to have those anymore. No helpy selfie, no more. Because of the cost effectiveness.
No free refills. Nope.
Yeah,
can't
no free refills.
Even though it's extra watered down, but hey, you know.
right. Yeah, absolutely. But that's out of the way, too. But, you know, like I said, in a lot, like these Subways. Me and the wife went to Subway one time, and I think we spent like $45 in there. I'm like, holy fuck, what, two fucking foot-long sandwiches? You got to be fucking kidding me, man.
Yeah,
this ain't happening, you know? It's crazy. But anywhere you go, I don't give a fuck. Matter of fact, we went to a local restaurant here in the neighborhood yesterday. It's a regular, you know, family-owned restaurant. And we got two fish sandwiches. It's like a big fillet of fish type thing, you know? And, of course, the grease and the fucking fryer needs to be changed. I tell them that, but you know, I tell the difference. But anyway, fucking, we spent $40 an hour. That was a two fish sandwich meal, you know, with no drinks. No drinks at all, just like fries. And well, they didn't do too bad. I got a lot of mushrooms too, but still, they're getting one of their hamburgers they have, which is their special hamburger, $13.95 fucking cents. $14 for a fucking hamburger. You got But kid me, because you put a fucking slice of fucking ham on it, wow. Or, and I'm not talking a big slice of ham. We're talking a little piece of ham the size of a hamburger. I said, fuck, I've been doing something wrong with my fucking food trailer. Oh, yeah, did I tell you kids I bought a hot dog trailer? I bought a hot dog trailer. Am I fucking crazy? Hot dog cart, hot dog trailer. Yeah. I tell you all about that. Ain't I fucking stupid?
If that's the case, then how is places like Golden Corral able to keep their prices low? I mean, they're like $9 lunch special. All you, anything,
well, they,
all you
buy,
eat,
they buy them. You ain't eating $9 on the food, though, bro. Ain't happening. You got to remember, they buy in bulk. They buy in big bulk.
Well, they must buy
they
a warehouse. By the pallet.
Right. They buy bulk. Big time bulk. Right. Yep.
Yep, that's for sure.
If you look at that the link I just put in there, Phil the Burn Sanders tested positive for COVID-19. You dumb fuck.
Bernie Sanders?
Phil
not
the Burn
Bernie.
Sanders. Yo, Bernie. Oh, Bernie, yeah. Yeah, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, but Phil, this round of COVID ain't bad at all. My doctor even said itself, it ain't that bad. It ain't killing people, you know. You haven't heard of nobody on the news dying, have you?
It's losing its kick, just like I figured it would.
Yeah,
eventually,
yeah,
it's going to start out strong. Yeah, that's what usually happens out in nature. But eventually, it's going to work itself.
This is a man-made virus, bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, COVID-19 is a man-made by the chinks over there, motherfuckers.
Yeah, right. By Dr. Fauci, because he's a chink, too.
Yeah, Fauci.
Can't say his last name, you know.
I call him Dr. Quack. Calling Dr. Quack.
Yeah.
Front and center, Dr. Quack. Yeah, Dr. Quack. Son of a bitch.
He's a piece of work.
Yeah, he thinks he's so fucking smart, man. I got more smartness in my left nut than he has in the old goddamn career.
They say he was involved with the AIDS virus, too, though.
Oh, yeah, he was involved with that, too. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. When I go out there and get you a place out there in Africa, a bunch of dumb motherfuckers over there, and release your AIDS virus, and let's see what happens. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think's going to happen?
Well, they do a lot of that shit in Africa. They do a lot of that testing in Africa and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, Clark, you saying the bank's closed and can't see you.
Well, Bill Gates
loves
to choose, you know, poor African countries to test his out in, too.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
I think syphilis. Was it syphilis by a bunch of black people in a poor country, and they just gave it to them, and they watched. They just sat back and just watched them die. Let me record. How did what are they doing?
The Tuscany experiment.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Well, Clark brought up something in the chat room about digital money, and I've said this for a long time. I try to explain to people about this. They're closing banks left and fucking right. They are doing that right now. And you have the digital dollar. Matter of fact, there was an ad that popped up on YouTube about buying a digital scanner so you can accept digital money. And that's exactly what they fucking said, too. You know, pretty soon money's going to be in digital dollars. It'll all be a paper dollar, blah, blah, blah. So you need this digital scanner, blah, 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 blah. See? I'm telling you, man, it's coming. Yeah, 24. Yeah, 24 this year. This next year coming up, man. It's going to get fucking ugly. Ugly. Man, all my bank just sent me another update about it, too. So.
Well,
I can't wait. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great. I do.
I know that I work at Office Depot, and 95% of their stuff is done through plastic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You betcha.
And then yesterday, one of the Office Depots up in Santa Fe, some guy went in and paid cash for a computer, and it turned out the cash was 100% counterfeit.
No shit. Another reason to use a digital currency.
I've gotten counterfeit bills, and you could actually see the person's thumbprint, like they printed it out on a printer.
They showed a picture of the bills, and even the picture showed that you could tell that they were counterfeit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you see somebody
pay attention to what they're doing. You know,
yeah. Damn. I mean, they'll try anything. I'm telling you, these people are crazy. They'll try fucking anything.
Yep.
Well, the hackers are going to have fun with all this shit. You know, all digital currency and shit, like they're going to hack for money. You know, and once digital currency becomes available, you're going to get hit with fees you never knew were there. You know what I mean? Well, fuck, I had $5 yesterday. Why do I only have $1.25 left?
Well, you've seen this on YouTube. Go YouTube. It's Somalia Pirates off the coast of Somalia,
yeah,
sure. I guess. Them fuckers will attack warships. They'll attack a U.S. warship.
Mm-hmm.
These little bitty fucking boats trying to attack a warship of the United States Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think's going to win? I mean, this is going to show you how stupid these people are. Are they stupid, desperate, or what? These fuckers just blow them out of the water. Poof. Just boom. One shot. Boom. Blow them out of the water. I mean, well, that's pretty low. I mean, I can see attacking other ships, okay, but a U.S. warship? Okay. Yeah. Well, they're some intelligent motherfuckers, ain't they?
Nobody said they had to be smart.
Yeah, no, yeah, true. Nobody said you had to be smart. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yep, $34 trillion debt. You know, to pay off that debt, every fucking American had to pay $100,000 to pay that debt off.
Every day for a year.
Every day, yeah. Ain't no way it ever happens. Never, ever. And that's what England wanted. That's what the English wanted. I mean, a lot of people, what do you mean the English? Well, they own the fucking central bank called the Federal Reserve Bank, motherfucker. They own that bitch. This shit is ran by bankers.
But remember, we're free. Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're free at a price. You're free for a price.
Yeah, for a price, yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't have the money, you're screwed.
Yep, you're still a slave. Thank President Lincoln for that. You know, black people say, you know, Lincoln freed the slaves. No, he didn't. He made us all fucking slaves. Didn't matter what fucking color you are.
I don't know.
Every fucking one was told the dollar. All came down to the dollar. So, just get ready for it, kids. That's all I can tell you.
Well, like I said, you know, like I've said before, around here, building is booming. I mean, they're fucking putting in neighborhoods. They're putting in fucking warehouses, you know. 60, 70,000.
You know why? All that shit. Why they're building all that shit?
Well, somebody got the money to build them.
How many million motherfuckers just came into your country?
Well, probably for all these illegal motherfuckers. I mean.
Exactly. That's right.
Even Amazon's put one right over here about 3 miles from me. Big old motherfucker. I mean, that somebody has to be 100,000 square foot at least.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum.
Absolutely. Welcome to the craziness. Well.
This area hasn't seen a boom in building since that super collider. They were going to put it right here. Remember when they were going to build that thing in Waxahachie, Texas? You know, they were going to, that shit was going to come near me. Okay, because I'm right damn near in that circle. It's only 7 miles down here to Waxahachie. So, but when it blew up, I mean, everybody was selling fucking farmland around here. I mean, and it's still up for sale.
Wow.
Look how long that's been. Ain't that crazy? People put up their fucking family farms, everything. And every time you go up and down this highway, highway, you know, 35, you'll see Joe Rush, insurance agency, for sale. Been fucking like half for goddamn years. Decades, ever since that damn thing, you know, collapsed, nobody wanted to buy it. This is a big farming county out here. Well, it used to be anyway.
Nobody wants to buy it because they're probably afraid that it's got super collider ghosts in it.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. They see how much money the government wasted on that one. This is just an empty hole in the ground down there.
Yeah.
I wish I could waste people's money like that. Everybody send me money so I could waste your money. That's what I'm going to do now. Everybody send me money so I could waste your money on a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
I'll make money, but I'll be sure and spend your money. Yeah, no doubt. Fuck me. Damn. It's always easier to spend somebody else's money, right? Government motto.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
They're so good at it.
Hey. Well, the ammo prices have gone up. The ammo prices have gone up. All right. I just got me an order in for 50, 100, 150 rounds of 9mm for $11.99 a box per 50 rounds.
Oh, damn.
That ain't bad.
Where'd you find that at?
Place called GunWarehouse.com.
GunWarehouse.com.
Yeah, GunWarehouse.com. They got holsters. They got shit. They got ammo. They got name it. They got it. Let me see what. Now I gotta go find out. See what. Make sure that's right. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Let's see.
All right, I just wrote that down.
Me too.
Make sure they're right. Or it might be gunmagazine.com. It's both of them. Both of them got good deals on it. But the other one is gunmagazine.com. They got all kinds of magazines for every fucking thing that you could fucking possibly think of. And they sell ammo. Two for one. Because I can't find any. I've looked, and there's no other cheaper prices than these for 9mm anyway.
Hmm.
$11.99 a box. 50 rounds.
Well, I'm going to have to go over there myself and check that out.
Yeah, check it out, definitely. I ship it right to your house, too.
Nope. That's even better.
Shit. Guys, I'm going to back out for a minute. Guys, I got to back out for a minute. I got to shoot off the field. I got to jump on the four-wheeler. So I'll call back in a moment. All right. See you guys in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a gunmagazinewarehouse.com. Yep. Check them out. Just don't buy their fucking cheap magazine holders. What do you think I got my money back on them anyway? Cheap bastards. God damn. After they exploded on me. First case of exploding magazines.
Are they still exploding on you?
I sent them back. The last one finally exploded on me. And they, I said, well, you ought to fucking compensate me for, I wore them for 3 months. I could have goddamn got killed if I had to get into a self-defense situation using your faulty magazines. Okay. So I got the money back on them. I said, hell, you ought to give me a box of magazines for I had eight of them, so why don't you give me a box of 9mm, eight boxes. Oh, we don't want to break up a case. Oh, yeah, I'm going to break your ass up when I go to social media. I won't ruin your ass. Danger in my goddamn life like that because of your faulty goddamn magazine. And you can see, I sent you the picture, too. I sent it to Ron. You can see where they split right in the seam on both sides. Crack right down that seam. And they haven't even been cycled through the gun. They were just in my holder on my gun belt. Wasn't even used. Had the bullets in them. Wasn't even used. So there's something fucked up about them.
Okay. What was that? Was that Gun Warehouse or Gun Magazine Warehouse?
It's let me find it again. Gun Mag Warehouse. GUNMAG Warehouse.com.
Okay.
They sell all the brands, you know. Name it. They sell whatever brand ammo that you want. 22s. They only got good prices. I'll be 100 rounds of 22s for $399, which ain't bad for 22s. Hey, 22 can kill something. It's got a killing range of a mile and a half.
No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Now I know where I'm going to get my stuff.
That's why I got me a myself present to myself for Christmas. Yeah, 4 boxes and 4 21 round mags per 6 cell here.
There's nothing wrong with that. Unless of course, you're a Democrat, then plenty wrong with it.
Plenty wrong with that. Hell, I take my fucking gun to the bathroom. I don't care. It's right there. Never leave anywhere without it. Because you might regret it. There's a story I was reading a couple days ago. I forget where it was, but this cop that got into a shootout with his bank robber. Okay, and I think he discharged like 47 rounds, and again, fucking damn idiots kept shooting at him. Now he carries 150 rounds on his police belt. 150 rounds. My God, I thought I carry 60 on mine. But man, can you imagine that? 150 rounds. That's got to get a little heavy. All that lead. Ooh.
Dang.
Well, he's a badass shootout. Shooting a cop. I mean, the cop was sitting in his car and he was shooting the damn windows, trying to shoot him through the cop windows in his car. It's probably his patrol car. Shot all the fucking windows out from the inside, trying to shoot this guy because it was a running gun battle. Man. No thanks. I wouldn't be a cop today. No way. You couldn't pay me enough money. Be a cop today.
So, did Lori fall asleep?
No, I'm eating.
Oh.
But I just woke up a little earlier. Saying hi to Brina Boye in the chat. Yeah, and then James, last I looked. James, I see you in the switchboard, but not raising your hand. So press 1 if you want us to bring you on. If not, kick back and listen.
No,
at
he's
least
been
the pressing 1 seems to be working.
Yeah, kind of surprised several people who came into the chat room. Says, "Oh, is it working good now? Do you have any problems?" No, we had problems getting in here. But he said, "It sounds good."
Oh yeah,
good.
When it finally let me in on Direct Connect, when I just decided to try it because like I was like, okay, you know, I'll go in and see if on my end. And I think that like the show was just about ready to start, and I used the Direct Connect. And then I got the press 1. I thought I was going to get into that loop, you know, that you were in.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can get that far, and then you get the message saying, "We're sorry, we're experiencing problems." I thought that's what I was going to get, but then no, it like was quiet and quiet and quiet, and then there was a delay. But then pretty soon, I heard the lady go, "Your show is going to start in 5 seconds." 4, 3, and I was like, "Holy shit!" You know, actually gonna go.
Yeah, I was sitting there trying to call in with my phone and call in with Direct Connect, and all of a sudden I looked up and it was there. Well, this was cool, so I started talking. Nobody could hear me because I wasn't the one who was in there.
Yeah, I was like, and I saw you say that, and I was like, "I don't see you in the queue," you know. I don't know how you could be talking. but yeah, no, it was quite a surprise. So it's like, okay, apparently I don't know. I might have to do the same thing. You know, I might on Sunday, I might have to do my show late. You know, I'll try it at my usual time. But that might be the trick, is just having an extra late night show, which sucks. It's New Year's Eve.
Call in direct and then leave it on mute and then call in with your phone.
Yep, that's usually what I do with the direct neck. Anyway, I start the show with Direct Connect, and then I call in using my phone, so that way I have the Direct Connect connection as my backup.
Jay Clark's novelty, he came back and he said, no show, he couldn't get it to work.
Oh, crap. And this is really, really late for him to not be able to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, somebody mentioned that. They said that everything sounded good, and I said, yeah, we got lucky. But the thing I thought was weird was we couldn't call in, but the chat room was working great.
Yeah, that's because they use a different, you know, third-party provider or something for the chat, and so
maybe they should start using that third-party provider for the phones, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, then the chat will get screwed up. You know, they won't be independent of each other. Chat goes down,
yeah,
and the voice will go down along with it.
That's true. I mean, a good portion of my show last week was in the chat room.
Wondering about why that was.
Yeah. Probably because we weren't the liberal left. I don't know. I don't know. I know.
Yeah, it looks like Clark left the chat. Maybe he's going back in to try it again. I was like, okay. Those assholes to get their show going. I should be able to get mine.
Hey,
here's the problem with that one, Lori, is that he doesn't have you.
That is true. That is true. I was the lucky one tonight.
here's another example.
Yeah, Blog Talk must have some wheel that they spin, like Wheel of Fortune, only for Blog Talk hosts. Which one is going to actually be able to do their show?
It's a Wheel of Blog Talk Fortune. There you go. No worries. Here's one. Here's a good one. Here, this is a dumb shoplifter. This is Michigan. She tries stealing $727.86 in items while 75 police officers are in the store for Shop with a Cop charity event. Now get that. Would you go in there and try to shoplift when there's 75 uniformed cops in the store with you? Wow. That's bizarre.
Well, the cops might have been involved in that, so they could get cut of the take.
You never know. You know, some of them are on the take. You know, no doubt about that. Terrible. We have law enforcement people like that. They're greedy and makes the good ones look bad. Terrible.
Yep. Oh boy. Well, Lori, is there anything else you got tonight?
Why, are you getting tired? Your bedtime?
No, actually, no. I'm actually still kind of wide awake, but I'm not finding anything that I haven't talked about already.
I don't know. I mean, I've had so much stuff to talk about on my show. If I could have had my show the last couple of Sundays, and of course Christmas, I was all prepared, you know, for Christmas Eve. my Christmas Eve show. I was all prepared to play some festive stuff and whatnot, and of course that was a bust. And for the life of me, I could not get my show started. And I tried, like, yeah, I created like 4 or 5 separate shows and just no go every single time. And it's like, if I wasn't eating, I'd probably talk a little more. But yeah, it's lots of crap going on in the world to talk about. But I'm eating right now. That's priority. I'm eating my my salad roll, my Thai salad roll.
Well, I had my bowl of chili, so I'm happy. So, how was everybody's Christmas, other than the fact that Blog Talk Radio sucked?
Actually, it went well. It was great with me, myself, and I. We had a blast.
You had a blast. That's good. Last year, I had like about 10 or 15 kids all over the place. They were screaming and yelling and everything. This year, it was just me and my wife, and it was nice and quiet and peaceful. It was great. No, I sure enjoyed it. And then the Friday beforehand, I didn't even have to work because I went to work and SWAT was there, so I couldn't even get into the store, and the store was closed because somebody had broken in there, and so I got another day off, and that was pretty cool, too.
I'm surprised they don't break into those stores more and more. Well, they will probably, just wait and see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Next year is going to be a breaking year. There ain't no doubt about that.
Especially one I work at by the freeway.
There you go. Hey, there's Home Depot. Look, we'll knock it off. It's right here on the highway. We can go over there and knock it off and poof, gone on the highways. Typical.
Yeah, they got Walmart on one side and the Office Depot on the other side. And so it's like a smorgasbord for the homeless that come through.
Yeah. I was a security patrol officer for 3 years out of high school, so yeah, I know. Been there, done it. Crazy. That was back then. You think it got any better? No. I patrolled some of the damn roughest streets in Dallas. I should have carried a bazooka with me.
No, it sounds like you had fun.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. Watching drug deals on the open street and turn a corner and be a bunch of black guys right there just selling drugs right there on the street. Ay. Those were the days. But what was really freaking funny, I drove a white Crown Victorian, just like Dallas PD does at the time. Okay, had the light bar and stripes and all that shit on it, right? But on the back of it said TDC, security. Okay. Well, what does TDC stand for? Here in Texas, that's Texas Department of Corrections, prison.
Yeah.
Okay? So every time I would pull into a 7-Eleven, especially down there on Singleton, where the blacks and all that shit hang out down there, I'd pull into a 7-Eleven, and there'd be about 20 blacks hanging out in front of the 7-Eleven. Okay. I'd pull in there, and poof, they were gone in 2 seconds.
They were gone.
They were gone. I still laugh about that today. It was so fucking funny. And a couple of times I went in there because it had them red and blue lights up there on top. Man, I hit them fucking lights and I'd squeal in there, and it looked like I think about half of them turned white. Okay? Because they think, TDC, oh my God, the Texas Department of Corrections, oh my God, my parole violations. Oh, you know. Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was so funny. Man, that was funny.
That is funny.
I wouldn't do that shit now. You couldn't pay me enough to do that. Security guard or fucking cop. No way. No way. I had too much fun there because we had one account that was sitting on it was right, you could see I-30. I mean, it was right next to I-30 there. And I'd sit out there on the side of I-30, right, and I pretend like I was a fucking cop sitting there. Man, fucking people slow down. They think, oh, my God, there's somebody working radar there. Hilarious. Those were the days, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad tomorrow's Saturday, though. I don't have to work. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, when I was doing electrical work, I damn near kept Home Depot in business. That's where all we shopped at. It was for electrical material. Home Depot. I mean, I've had people, I mean, because I used to have a jacket that said my company name on the back of it. I ran my company for 10.5 years. I had people walking up and down in the electrical line, in the electrical department there, just stop and ask me questions. I've had about 5 or 10 people lined up wanting to ask me questions. How do you do this? How do you do the electrical part? And the person that actually works in there, he just shakes his head and walks off. Hell, I'm an electrician. Hell, you know. Hell, I know a little bit better than you do. And we've had wire. I bought the big service wire out there. We've had at least 200 feet at a time rolled out in the electrical line in the department there where the wire reel is, the big wire reels are. We've had about 200 feet rolled out measuring wire for jobs that I had. So they love, Home Depot loved me, no doubt about it.
You just had too much fun.
Yeah, too much fun. I should have charged Home Depot for teaching them fucking electrical. Hey, you don't even want to ask me? Maybe $10 a question. Hell, I could have cleaned up there.
Yeah. Well, I actually feel kind of honored that we got almost the two, I'm going about half an hour left, and we got 2 hours in this thing already, so that's pretty cool.
Damn.
Maybe I should have kept my mouth shut, because now with my luck, it's probably in.
Now it's going to push you off.
Yeah, I know. They're listening, and it's like, oh, 27 minutes left, 28 minutes left. We better cut them off.
Cut them off.
Let it go long enough. Gotta tease them. I was, you know, in the chat room, I was saying, you know, this whole loop that we get into, it's like you're trying and trying and then getting nothing but a busy signal or no answer at all. And then finally, after trying so long, and Robert went through this too tonight, what I went through last week on my show, where it's like I finally got it to answer, you know, and entering my host pin, and I got all excited. I was like, hey, I'm entering my host pin. And then it said, okay, press 1 and start your show. And I'm like, holy shit, hey, press 1, start the show. And then it just sat there for like 15, 20 seconds, and then, oh, we're sorry, we're currently experiencing problems with our system. And I was like, you bastard. And so tonight I was calling at the Blog Talk Dick Tease, where you think you're going to get through, you know, and you think you're going to be able to start the show. But no, it's just a dick tease. I was like, oh, my God. So that's why tonight when it actually started, you know, I thought that's what I was going to get was that message, you know, because I'm like, okay, press 1 to start the show. Sure enough. Okay, yep. And then I was just waiting to get that error message, and then nope. All of a sudden, it was like the lady's going, and your show will go live in 5, 4, you know. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. And then I started scrambling, you know. Oh, my God, come back, everybody. Hey, guys, we got it working.
Yeah, and I was sitting there working to call in on my phone and in the chat in the direct connect both at the same time. So I wasn't really watching until I looked up and there it was. Oh, this is cool. Okay.
I want to see it. I want to see the left-handed screwdrivers, too. Yeah, that's always a good one. I want to see these left-handed screwdrivers. Where's left-handed screwdrivers? Tool department, please.
I've got a few of those.
Yeah. You know what really gets them? What really gets them, you go to the tool department, you ask for a wire stretcher. Well, would you show me your latest wire stretcher? They look at you like, I need to go ask my manager that. There ain't no such thing as a wire stretcher, so you know. I get them all done.
Now, I don't want a left-handed screwdriver or a right-handed screwdriver. I want an ambidextrous screwdriver.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I want an LGBQXTZVW screwdriver.
Oh, boy.
Crazy.
Thank you, Lori, for continuing to try.
No problem. I'm just happy. I'm happy we finally got it going. Although, definitely complaining a blog talk about all the efforts it took for the both of us to finally get a show started.
Yeah. And then maybe you could do the same thing.
And I think right now there's only one other live show on right now.
Who is that? Let's see here.
Well, the only thing I don't like about Home Depot is their prices on their wire. Okay. Holy Toledo me. Back in the day when I was doing electrical work, I could get a box at Home Depot of 14-2, which is Romex for residential, for like $12.99. Okay. Right there right now, it's almost $100 for the same wire. Only it's wrapped
in plastic.
And
it's probably
not as thick either. And it's the one I got it came in a cardboard box like a pizza. And the ones you get now are wrapped in plastic. Only difference, same current carrying capacity, same thing, but almost $100. And I priced $12.2, and I almost fainted. I did faint when I seen the price on $10.3 or $10.2. I mean, what do you put into these things? Gold? I mean, gold is the best conductor of electricity, yeah, but gee whiz, who can afford gold wire?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I just went to the Blog Talk Radio Live, and the only one that shows is us.
Uh-oh. You know there's something wrong then.
Yep. Oh, no.
On my end, I'm showing greatness is doing what needs to be done in Christianity is life, unless they just drop. Refreshing again. No, it's still showing live. Just awesome, that Christianity show.
Yep, on my end, the only one that's showing is this one. So it's probably biased
weird.
On my end over here. Hey, that's the only one there. How cool is that? Well...
I'm almost done eating my salad roll.
Oh, boy.
Then I can talk more.
Did it taste green?
Well, green and white.
Green
has the vermicelli noodles in it. And a little orange with the carrot.
Oh, boy.
No, hell, speaking of what Bringing It Boyd was saying, I think California, they just built this brand-new bridge, right? I mean, it's like almost $1 billion, okay? Big, huge bridge. They got these fancy lights and all that shit over. They stole all the copper wire off of it. Now the lights don't work. And then, lovely. You can see the open service boxes. Wire just cut and pulled out. Right in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Can't even keep the light bridge on.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the maintenance guy in here today because he had replaced the drawer for us and put a piece of wood in the top of it, and it wouldn't shut all the way, so we had to call him back. And so he went and got that piece of wood out of there and then painted the thing, and it's still wet. So we can't put anything in it until that paint dries. I don't know what kind of paint he used, but, boy, it's staying wet for a long damn time.
I walked into the local Home Depot here that their maintenance crew was working on the big lights up there in the ceiling. And them babies are 480 volts, 277. And I was sitting there one time. All of a sudden, I heard this boom. It almost knocked two guys off the scaffold. They got into it up there. Man, I'm going, wow. You guys better be careful up there. That's some hot shit you're dealing with. You know, 480, 277. That makes you have a bad hair day. Very bad. So I think they have their own maintenance crew.
Trained by them, so they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, man, I've seen some of that shit, too. I've seen some shit that a five-year-old child, I thought, where's the children that did this? I'm going, I mean, wow. I think they know how to do that shit. Most of them, a lot of them gotten killed, thinking that they know what they're doing. They don't. That stuff is not to be messed with unless you know what you're doing. And I survived 20 years of it, so obviously I knew what I was doing. Yeah, 6th Street Bridge, yeah. 6th Street Viaduct. Yep, that's it right there. Yep. Yeah. You know what was the strangest thing? Over here in Arlington, Texas, Arlington, Grand Prairie, there used to be a bunch of topless bars, right? And, or strip clubs, I guess, topless bars. And a friend of mine, he was a pilot, but his wife worked as a cosmetologist over at one of these over here called Fantasy Ranch. I had a lifetime membership over there, by the way. But I asked the lady, or his wife, I said, man, why don't you give your boss there some of my cards? I'd love to do some of this stage lighting, you know, the stage lighting on the stage. And he said, you don't want no part of that. And I said, why? He said, because these things are ran by the mob. Really? I didn't know that. But thanks. So you don't want no part of this. Then I'll pass on that one. I'm coming to find out they all ran by the mob. Name it. Anywhere. Well, there goes a lot of interesting stuff. Once you get in places, you don't get out. But the mob like that, don't want no part of that. Yeah, conservative media nation. Yep. Yeah, go look it up. I got videos on cars doing donuts out there in the middle of it, and I mean, put a damn police station right on the damn bridge to stop all that crap.
Yeah. Well, I was going to bring up the fact that since Blog Talk Radio has been stopping shows at the, we've got 17 minutes left of that 2 hours, so if something happens. Now we know. So we almost got the 2 hours in. That's pretty cool.
With all their problems, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm finally done eating for now. Now it's time for me to have Ziggy.
Now,
I was
now the
done,
test.
But then I had to sneeze for a while and blow my nose and everything before I'm muting myself from my spicy food.
Now the big test comes in is after the show is over, will it arrive in the archives?
Yeah, that's the other gamble.
So I went to check out a couple of them that I got notifications on for earlier today, and it was showing processing audio. So cross our fingers.
Well, that last show that we actually got done, that one never showed up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So that's kind of a question mark as well. It'll suck, though, like if we finally get it. Like my recording on my touch show, what was that, Tuesday night? Late Tuesday night, the recording showed up. So I was surprised by that as well.
Well, that's neat. I think
it's like what Boyd was saying earlier. I think it is a bandwidth thing. But, you know, the system can only allow, you know, so many, you know, maybe like probably less than a half a dozen shows, if even that. It can probably only allow like maybe 3 to 5 shows to happen at the same time.
Yeah.
And then it just puts on everybody else.
It really makes any sense. Really. Now that he mentioned that, that's really the only thing that makes any sense.
Yeah. So that to me, you know, still could indicate like the data center issues where, you know, they have multiple data centers hosting their services and there's replication problems or problems, you know, with their servers. It could be hardware. It could be software. You know, it could be, you know, I don't know how many times for 14 and a half years that I worked at my last company, I can't even count how many times we were thanking Microsoft for their wonderful update that broke everything. You know, then took forever. You know, it takes forever to work with Microsoft on these things too sometimes. And so I almost kind of wonder, you know, if they're running on, you know, maybe there was a, you know, Microsoft, you know, Windows server update that went awry. And sometimes, you know, you can test it till you turn blue in your face on your test servers, but you know, and then things can run fine, you know, like if it's a bandwidth thing, then it'll run fine on your test servers because you're not running a whole shitload of test servers. You're only running a couple of them to test things on, and things seem to work okay. And so you roll it out to the real world, and then everything blows up.
Yeah.
So that's possible, too.
Yeah, they might have decided to use Microsoft.
Well, a lot of data centers do. You know, a lot of data centers run on Windows servers for compatibility reasons for the software they run on them. I know with our Citrix servers, we had to have our sister servers running on Windows Server because so many of the applications that our company used ran through Citrix and needed to be installed on those Citrix servers so that they run remotely instead of having to install that program on, 5,000 laptops. You just install the Citrix client and the programs are actually running on the Citrix server and you're just remotely interacting with it like a remote desktop. That's how the Citrix platform works. And so we had to run Windows on those servers in order for all the applications that are Windows dependent to run adequately. So certainly possible. You know, I've been looking in the news to see if there's anything like any stories about like ransomware or virus or something like that that might be hitting the data centers that iHeart uses or Blog Talk or any of the subsidiaries of iHeart, anything like that. And I haven't seen anything, no articles or anything stating any of those kinds of issues. Or hackers or anything.
Yeah, and
it doesn't mean they're not there.
I'm bringing a voice that it could be running old Tandy DOS systems. Remember the TRS-80 computers?
Oh, yeah. Radio check, TRS-80. Hey, smart. Hey, smart modem. That's what I used to have. And they thought that was a top of the damn thing there back then.
Yep.
Or hell, maybe we are running on the test servers. And maybe that's why only certain number of shows are allowed, because maybe they're directing this stuff to the test servers to test their fixes. And, you know, and we're the guinea pigs, and those that actually get through. That's a possibility as well. Kind of a backwards way of doing user acceptance testing, but you never know. Maybe it's only their test servers that are working.
Yeah. So
a couple of toes can get in and that's it.
Well, any one of those is actually kind of plausible is what's happening. I mean, cutting their bandwidth or doing test servers. Any of that would do the same thing, pretty much. So much fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, at my company, we had a group of volunteer employees that would do all the stuff on the test servers for us for our user acceptance testing phase. Which a lot of them weren't happy about because, of course, those were the test servers. They weren't live. So whatever they did on the test servers, they also had to do on the real servers, that were running the old code. Usually when it came to enhancements, changes to the system, putting in different capabilities and whatnot, new code. And so we didn't get a whole lot of volunteers for our user acceptance testing because they didn't like have to duplicate their work, both on the line and the test servers. But maybe that's what Blog Talk needs is, get a group of hosts that volunteer.
Yeah.
And so when they're going to roll out new code or enhancements to the system, then there's a group of us that are willing to go in and test it out, before they roll it out to everybody.
For the right amount of money, I'd do that. Like maybe 3 months.
Yeah, every time you help them out with the user acceptance testing, you get a free month or bonus or highlight your show or whatever.
Or put you on
as
gold,
a thank
gold
you.
Status. Yeah, that would be the way to do it.
You never know, and it could be, I was thinking about, because, Blog Talk isn't just United States either, so I kind of wonder if they have data centers globally to handle the global traffic. And so let's say, one of the, a couple of countries implement some new law, which requires them to have to change their code to comply with the law. And then that breaks it for everybody else. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering if maybe something like that goes on too, because they have to be compatible with all of the different international laws,
Yeah. I didn't think about that one either. They are global, that's for sure. It would be interesting to find out. They'll never tell us what it was, though. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, I know. That's what I hate. Yeah, that was my gripe earlier tonight when I was talking about the response that I got. For your understanding. I'm like, what? I can't understand. You're not telling me what the hell is going on. What am I supposed to understand? You know?
If you told me what the hell is actually going on,
maybe I would understand, and I would defend you, and I would say, hey, you know, this is what they're dealing with. That thing you sent me in my email,
that was pretty much the same thing they sent me just before I went off on them, and they said they sent me another one that said, oh, thanks for your patience, and for that we're giving you a free month. So maybe that's coming for you. I don't know, because that email that you sent me about what they said was just about exactly what they said to me before they did that. So, and about the time that I got that one email, I was saying, you idiots, this is more than what you guys are saying. And then all of a sudden I got that other email. So I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, who knows? I gave them my suggestion, you know, because obviously giving me a free month doesn't make much sense because I'm paid up until September, you know.
Well, it'll just add
kind of delayed gratification that way, you know.
Yeah, well, if they give you a free month,
then
you'll be paid up until October. Yeah.
Yeah, then watch. October rolls around and the whole thing goes down again for 3 weeks.
Goes down again. Yeah. You know, and it's like you had mentioned, you know, that it's been almost monthly. Yeah, it has. And before it started going bad, everything was great. You know, I never had problems getting into my show. I never had, I don't think you did either. And then all of a sudden, just almost monthly, it started to happen. And I hadn't thought about that.
I'm bringing a boy in the chat. The free month lands on leap year.
Yeah. Yep. They give you your free month in February. That's probably what they do, is give it to you in February, which is the shortest month of the year. Well, I guess we'll find out pretty quick here because we're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds. We'll see if they cut us off. If they don't, might be interesting.
Or if we're able to go into the bonus hour. And if we are in the bonus hour, for how long?
Yep.
Mm.
And then to find out if it goes into the archives or not. That will be the interesting one, I think. So I hope it's
better. What a shame would that be? We finally get the show going, and then the audio never processes, and we don't have the recording.
The audio
of
never
it.
Processes.
That would double suck.
Because I think I've had this was my actually my eighth show that I've tried that didn't show up in the archives. And the first one we actually did, and it didn't show up. And then after that, I haven't been able to do anything. So hopefully it works. I keep my fingers crossed. And because we didn't discuss too awful very much, except for Blog Talk Radio and what they're doing. And I wonder, I'm seeing right now on
Bringing Up Boy, I was asking about illegal border crossings, and I'm seeing right now on Just the News, ICE report unmasked staggering toll of Biden border crisis. Illegal alien cases hit 6 million. Total of non-detained illegal aliens has nearly doubled under Biden while straining resources, annual report says. Department of Homeland Security agency entrusted with removing illegal immigrants is providing a staggering portrait of America's border crisis, revealing the backlog of aliens inside the United States awaiting decisions has nearly doubled under President Joe Biden to more than 6 million, while arrests of suspected terrorists and violent offenders has also exploded. The year-end report from U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement released Friday shows nearly every measure of illegal immigration rose substantially in 2023. Candidly admitting the southern borders being overrun by millions of illegal crossers has taken a major toll on the agency. Let's see, I'm trying to... liberal activists are certain to be alarmed by the number of illegal aliens kept in detention. ICE reported the number exploded 40.1% from 26,299 last year to 36,845 at the end of fiscal year 2023. That ended on September 30th. Remember Trump? You're detaining all these people. It's horrible with AOC fake crying outside of the fence, you know?
Oh, God. That was stupid.
AOC knows there's 36,845 of them. Are you happy now?
did you see what Snowman James put in the chat room?
No, not yet.
He said, why does the American Border Guard take Xanax? And that is to stop Hispanic attacks. Hey, now that's funny. I thought that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Here's more numbers. The number of illegal aliens permitted into the country without being detained, usually with court dates far into the future, leapt 30.3% in 2023 to more than 6.2 million, nearly double the 3.26 million total the last year of Donald Trump's presidency.
Yeah.
So
and they've 6.2 million
now compared to 3.26.
And they're already backlogged for 3 years or something like that. Yes.
Yep. Administrative arrests rose sharply in 2023 to 170,590, with more than 43% of those apprehended having some sort of criminal conviction or pending charges. The figures confirm claims by Trump during his 2024 campaign that large number of illegal immigrants come with criminal baggage. These included many serious charges of convictions for offenses, such as 1,713 charges or convictions for homicide, 1,655 for kidnapping, 4,390 sexual assaults, 33,209 assaults, 3,097 robberies, 6,964 burglaries, and 7,520 weapons offenses.
Woohoo, we've gone into overtime.
Right on.
Here's another one.
Here we go.
Stupidity. Yep, here's another one. What borders on stupidity?
Stays on stupidity. I'm in a border state, Texas. We got the border west, about 400 miles, but it's still there.
Well, Texas is mad at New Mexico now.
Well, we're mad at them, and we're mad at the federal government, and we're starting to build a wall of what was, you know, built here in Texas down there. You know, fuck them federal sub bitches. You know, thank God for Abbott. At least he's standing up to them.
You
know, it takes somebody to stand up to them.
Texas is mad at New Mexico now because we're letting them in into New Mexico, and then they're crossing into Texas from New Mexico.
Here's an interesting story I just saw from my former state that I was raised and grew up in, Minnesota. Up to 100 fishermen are stranded in northern Minnesota on a large piece of ice in the middle of a lake. An estimated 75 to 100 anglers in northern Minnesota were reportedly stranded on an ice floe Friday evening. The floe broke apart from the main ice on Upper Red Lake. A spokesperson for the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office told the outlet that the open water was too large to bridge and emergency crews were working on an operation to get people back to shore.
Oh, God.
Let's see. The upper and lower Red Lake, according to Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, is the largest lake within the borders of Minnesota, covering some 288,800 acres.
Whoops.
You know, there's a price you got to pay for going ice fishing in northern Minnesota, guys.
Yep.
Well, they've been warm. They've had an actual really warm winter so far. So, you know, they should kind of know better. When you have a warm winter, that means that, yeah, this time of year, the lakes aren't fully frozen yet, you know. It's not as solid as it would normally be when you have a warm winter like they've been having. They didn't even have any snow on Christmas, I think, in the Twin Cities.
Dang.
Which is really rare for Minnesota.
We haven't had any snow here, but then again, we normally don't.
But you got bears. You can have them bears.
On the other side of the mountain.
I was looking at a clip on YouTube earlier today, and this guy had to be up there bear country somewhere, Michigan or somewhere up in there, and there was a bear under his house. And it had this skirt, and it had this opening, so he goes up there and arms himself with a paintball gun and goes under the house looking for this thing. And he's got it on video. This freaking damn bear comes out there, runs the bear out. You can hear him shooting the paintball gun at him. It's a wonder that some bitch didn't get eat up. Man, it was a big fucking bear, one of them big brown bears. Man. I said, "Whoa, you stupid, ain't you? Going under your house with just a paintball gun after a freaking bear that probably outweighs you by five times." Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess
this was a story that I wanted to talk about on my show last week, but of course couldn't.
And didn't
expansive terror watch list for travelers ineffective, undercutting security, Senate report warns. The government's terrorist watch list created to screen travelers after September 11th terror attacks has exploded to an unmanageable number, creating an ineffective tool that risks national security, a Senate report warned Tuesday. This article was on December 19th. The stark assessment from the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee and the latest of several recent watchdog reports cautioning that the government's anti-terrorism efforts have trounced civil liberties while becoming bureaucratic and duplicative. The committee said that the watch list has grown from about 100,000 people at its inception to nearly 2 million today. A watch list that is not properly maintained, coupled with unnecessary duplicative screening processes that are not frequently assessed for their effectiveness, is a risk for our national security, the 43-page report said. It may not reflect the latest threats. It could overextend limited security resources that should be focused on the best ways to protect Americans, and it breaks the trust with innocent Americans who get caught up in the net with no way out. As the size of the watch list and screening enterprise grows, so does the chance of misidentification, the need for additional resources, and the risk that existing limited resources may be spent on low risk, overlooking the real threat. The committee urged the Biden administration to begin an immediate review of the watch list and create a program to address Americans who are wrongly listed on it. How about them apples? 2 million. 2 million. I mean, if this is not your classic example of how our government works, you know, they created it, you know, because we have to keep everybody safe. We have to keep the terrorists out. And abusing it, you know. and now it's so haphazard. 2 million, come on now, you know.
Yeah.
2 million people on the watch list, and it's always been an issue and a point of argument that, you know, once you're on it by mistake, it's like damn near impossible to get off of the list. Like, how do you, you know, how do you even go about getting off of it? And how long does that take? That's always been up in the air. So this is, you know, another example of abuse of power, you know, how the government will take something that's for our safety and then turn it into just a huge monumental pain, worthless pain in the ass, you know.
And they don't, and they don't want you off of it, so it's going to be hard to get off of it.
Exactly. Uh-oh, my dog is begging me to let her out.
And if we're not on any of those lists, then we're fucking up.
Absolutely.
Our New Year's resolution. It is my goal in 2024 to make sure I'm on at least one government watch list.
At least one.
The more the merrier. Put money
That's
on me. Every damn watch list there is. That way I know I'm doing something right.
We might be on one or another.
Give us a signal, NSA, if you're listening and writing this all down.
Writing this all down.
I don't know. Does anybody hear any unexplainable clicking?
On the roof of my apartment.
Well, that might be a little bit too much of a watch list to be on if you're hearing footsteps on the roof of your apartment. And it's not
especially this time of night.
Did you hear about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Apparently had two family members where people pranking her called SWAT teams.
Oh,
yeah.
Two of her family members.
Several times, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And on her a while back, I think, as well, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So that's the new trend, is to make false police reports and send the SWAT team to your political enemies.
Well, we don't have to worry about that here in New Mexico. They're all Democrats, so.
Yeah, well, you're a conservative, so, you know, you might get a
Actually,
bunch of volunteers.
There's a bunch of people in this building that are conservative, so.
All the more reason for the whole building to be swatted.
Or condemned.
We have a high concentration of conservatives in this building. We need to scare the living shit out of every one of them. Send in the SWAT. Multi-agency effort.
We heard your radio show. We're coming to get you.
You
like,
asked for
like
it.
Bringing a boy says, they're going to be knocking on my door pretty soon. Men in black suits.
I'm talking about men in black suits. What do you think about that article that we're, what's his name, John Schneider, said that old Poopy Pants and his son ought to be hung? You read about that?
I didn't, no.
Oh, yeah, now they're after him.
Now they're after him.
He put a tweet
it's
or something.
Threat.
Yeah, he put a tweet or something Talk says that, you know, said that Trump, Poopy Pants, Biden, and his son should be hung for treason. And I wonder if he'll get a knock on the door from the men in black.
Of course, if it's from the Biden administration, it might be the men in pink.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. And wearing, diapers.
Pink
too.
With blue hair.
Or the men in blue. No, can't do that.
Watch out for those switchblade strap-on dildos, too, man. You got to be careful of those.
Oh, there we go.
That would not be fun.
Ouch. You know, now that I said right. that, somebody's listening, and the next thing you know, we're going to start seeing ads on Facebook for switchblade strap-on dildos. Somebody will make it.
Or somebody will write a novel called the switchblade strap-on dildos.
John Wick 5.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So fun.
John Wick versus Pride Month.
That would be a good episode. He'd tear him apart.
You know, somebody in Hollywood's going to get that idea. And then I'll have to have a legal battle because I'll be like, hey, that was my idea, man.
That was my idea.
Right here, the 29th of December, my idea, John Wick 5, good Pride Month, with the switchblade dildos. Steal that idea. You better give me some of those millions, man.
Especially if they use both ideas.
Oh, exactly. If not John Wick, then it'll be like the next Equalizer, you know, Equalizer 4. Or
and who would they use to play that part? I mean, they changed the Equalizer to Denzel Washington and then to Queen Latifah. So who are they going to change John Wick to?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. With her lethal 44s or whatever that is.
Yeah, her 34, like, triple E, whatever size.
Oh, God.
Well, how does she not have back problems? That's what I want to know.
How do you know she does?
I would think she would have, like, super serious back problems.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's got somebody who always helps her walk around when she's not on camera.
Sorry, just sat back down again after letting the dog go back in.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious as to whether the show's still going or not, but I'm getting kind of curious.
Well,
we are as to whether
technically
it's gonna...
still into the bonus hour.
It's still in the bonus hour, yeah. But whether it's going or not, that's the whole thing. Whether it's going to show up in the archives. Which I hope it does.
Well, don't
yeah,
you have to put
it? Hopefully all 3 hours of it.
Don't you have to put it there?
No, not really. Once I do it, it shows up. It should show up in the archives. Because I've got almost 10 years of shows. You know, not just me, but Conservative Nation Media's got about 10 years of shows in there. And every time we do a show, it supposedly shows up. And the last seven, I think I did, didn't. So be interesting to find out if this one does.
Yeah, I know. We were lucky enough to be able to start this show tonight. And hopefully that luck continues.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could help you get into yours. And
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, two people trying instead of just one.
Yeah. Because I know I was calling constantly, and then you got in. I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just decided to try the Direct Connect just to see what happens. You know, I'll try it.
Yeah, and
again.
I was actually calling them both. I'd call Direct Connect, and then I'd stop, and I'd call on the phone. And then once it stopped, I'd call Direct Connect. I was just constantly going back and forth. And then all of a sudden it was there, and I thought, well, that's pretty neat.
Let's see, what else did I have? What else has been going on here?
Where did you find that article about the stranded fisherman?
That was on justthenews.com on the right-hand side.
I get that one.
Yeah, that's
okay.
My main source now that I like. I like Just the News. They give a pretty good rundown of what's going on, and then, you know, sometimes I'll go to articles that, you know, go more in depth on a story, but yeah, Just the News has been my go-to for a while now. It used to be Newsmax, but then...
Well, Newsmax is still there.
I discovered Just the News, and I just kind of like their website better.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'll go to AC and stuff, too, but...
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out because I've got it bookmarked. I can go right to it, but I haven't for a while because I usually use Newsmax, Breitbart, and Western Journal, I think, are the three that I normally go to. And then every once in a while, I'll go to Pinion Post here in New Mexico, which is the only conservative one in New Mexico. I think One America News.
I don't even know if there is a conservative news outlet here in Oregon.
Maybe
I don't
you
think
could
they're allowed
that.
To exist. There you go.
That would put your name on
conservative
on
libertarian meaning.
Yeah, that would put your name on the government watch list. I know
Facebook would instantly ban anybody trying to post articles from my website. Like, no, nope, you're not allowed to post that here.
Yeah, because I know, let's see, John Block, who was one of the guys who started Pinion Post News, he... wrote one the other day about how he was now on the one of the federal watch lists. So, I'm trying to find that now, but he put it, I think it was in one of the opinion things that he had written, which I thought was actually kind of funny.
Huh. Here's an interesting one. Somebody needs to run for office down in Texas because apparently more than 20% of Texas House members are running unopposed in 2024. The majority of those running unopposed, 30, are Democrats, 4 are Republicans.
Hey,
so,
Gunslinger, there you go.
Gunslinger, run for office as a Republican, man.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Oh, well. I'll put that article in the chat room for you guys to pick up, because it lists all of the Democrats that are running unopposed and what districts they're in the article.
Oh, God. Snowman James says, what kind of batteries does a breast pump use? Double D's.
Oh, my God. I actually have a funny story about, from my, a funny work story from my prior job that James just reminded me of. So this is when I wasn't working remotely. I was still working in the office, in the Portland office. And I had an office as the IT person. And so one day, one of the girls that works in the office, she had just gotten back from her maternity leave after having a baby. And she brought her breast pump with her, because she brought her baby with her, so that, you know, she could show the baby off to the people in the office, you know. But she forgot to bring her her power adapter for it. And she was embarrassed and everything. So it's like, you know, so I'm sitting there working and I'm on a call. And, you know, she knocks on my door and comes and sits down waiting for me to, you know, finish up the call that I was on. And so I did. And she's, you know, and she shuts my door and she's like, Marianne, she's like, I'm so embarrassed. I said, what, you know? She's like, do you by any chance have a power cord that would fit my breast pump? So that started like this half hour long search. Like I'm searching through all of my fucking, you know, I was kind of a saver, you know, I had a drawer of just like miscellaneous power cords, you know. It's like, I'm like, you know, if I don't find something that'll work here, I'll be surprised, because power cords are just about everything under the sun. Sure enough, I found one. It took about a half hour, but I finally found a cord that fit it. She was so thankful, and it was funny because I replaced a guy. You know, the previous IT person was a guy. And so I remember her telling me, she's like, I'm so glad that they hired you, Laurie, because there's no way I could have, you know, walked up to Dave and asked him for a power cord for my breast pump. She would have been too embarrassed. Oh, that's one of my funny customer service stories that I got to try to remember the next time I have an interview and somebody says, you know, do you recall a time that you went the extra mile for a customer?
Oh, yeah.
The spending a half an hour of my busy day trying to find an adapter for a breast pump count. But it's just, the funniest part is that I actually found one that fit it. Like, I actually fucking had a power adapter. Power cord that fit it. That's the funniest part of that. I have no idea what the original cord was for, but I was just one of those people that was like, oh, I don't have a cord like this, you know. So if it was like a device or something that wasn't working and, you know, we pitched the device, I'd keep the power cord. You know, mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I don't have one like this. I'll keep it. I'll put it in my drawer of miscellaneous power cords.
It might come in handy.
Oh, yeah. And I told her, I said, well, you know, just keep this power cord, you know, keep it in your desk drawer so that, you know, you have it as a spare. The next time you need it. Because apparently the power cord is pretty expensive. She was, you know, she had looked. She came up to me later that day because she looked online trying to find an extra power cord for it. And it's like, it was like $30 for a replacement power cord for her fucking breast pump. I'm like, what? Yeah. The fucking power cord? Damn.
Sounds like fun.
They really know how to.
They were just,
to you.
Hey, Lori Ann, they were just milking her.
Yeah, they're milking her, man. They want to milk those new mamas. $30 for a power cord.
Yep, how fun.
Good times, good times. See, now I think Snowman James is regretting putting that joke in the chat room.
That was a pretty good one, though, I have to admit.
Yeah, that still goes down as my weirdest request I ever had working in IT support. You know, and a lot of strange requests come by. So that was the weirdest. Nothing I've experienced has topped that one.
Yeah, he had another one in there. It says, "What is the area at the Danish-German border called?" And it's called the Danger Zone.
Yeah. Capital D-A-N-E and then capital G-E-R. Danger.
But the problem is...
Oh, my goodness.
The problem is, Lorianne, you didn't give her any double D's.
It didn't take double D's.
I just want to know how much power that damn pump used.
Well, when you see the latch, do you?
I don't know, but it was powerful enough not to have batteries and require a $30 power cord.
Well, when you see the latch, do you? You know, something's on, something's on. Uh-huh, yeah. What are you using over there? Mm-hmm.
People with the even nicer
thing that I did, you know, she didn't have an office, right? You know, she had a cubicle. So after I found the power cord and all that, I went on my lunch break early before her so that she could just use my office and lock the door so she could use the breast pump in peace. Like, I'll be back in a half hour. How about it?
Yeah, I found that article in Just the News that you had mentioned. And even names off the districts that are unopposed.
But did
there spread the word to all your Texas friends.
So what district do you live in, Gunslinger?
I live up here in the Dallas area, south of Dallas.
I don't think it shows that one. Yeah, I don't think it shows that one. So.
They wouldn't want me anyway because I would be for getting a gigantic slingshot and slinging these illegals back over the Rio Grande down there. Yeah,
I know there's a lot of farmers down there that are wanting to do just that, except they want to use their 30-06s or.
Well, you know, you can't.
You know what's going to be good is the farmers can call DPS and just have them camp out on their in their fields or on their farms and just start arresting people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they need to do. I mean, you know, imagine if he was a rancher or a farmer down there and the border just, you know, just right over that little hill right there and you have all these illegals coming in here and damaging your cows, and breaking into your buildings, and raping your dog, and all these things, trashing your land out, man, I'd be a little pissed too.
Yeah, they had a thing here in the Pinion Post about a farmer who lives right down there on the border, and he says he has to watch out just constantly because they're always trying to break into his house and everything else. I'd get a Gatling gun or something like that, come at the house, just start firing.
That's what, like I said, that's what
I think we got to get creative, you know, so that, you know, if you don't want to have your firearms and stuff tracked and registered and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, just start getting creative and having, like, you know, automatic nail guns or something set up, you know.
Oh, hell,
that'll be
yeah,
the next
be
thing. Yeah.
Automatic nail guns
that'll go off and booby trap them.
Now
well, you know, you ought to get some of those things that they used over in Vietnam that I read about. I was never there. I was too young for that, thank God. They were called Bouncing Betties.
Bouncing Betties, yeah.
Betties. They're a landmine, and when you step on it, this little ball comes up about mid-waist, okay? And it whirls, and it does all kinds of noises, and all of a sudden, boom! Like a hand grenade going off. You don't have no midsection anymore. Put a few of those down there. I mean, look at these foreign countries over there. They have machine gun nests on their borders. And if you try to cross that border over there, they will shoot you to kill and ask questions later. They don't mess around over there. Why are we not doing it? You know?
Yeah. That's my question. We should be doing that kind of thing.
And it would only take a few of them, pop off a few of them, and the rest will get the message. They'll go someplace else. Those people mean business
yeah.
over there.
Absolutely.
And we got the Leo down here called the Department of Public Safety, and they have these big ass. They look like gunboats. They're about 1,000 horsepower, like about 4 or 5 outboards on them, 250 horse each, and they literally have automatic machine guns mounted on them, and they patrol that Rio Grande down there. Go look them up, DPS patrol boats on the Rio Grande down there. Man, these things look like something you'd see out of the rivers of Vietnam or something. Like one up in front. Two or three on the side, two on the back. Ooh. But yet they can't stop them from coming over. Yeah, all right, true.
Yep. Yeah, that should be a prerequisite, man. They should do that. They really should. Because I know I wouldn't complain about it.
Or put
left
alligators.
Would, but I wouldn't.
Or put alligators and piranhas in that damn thing. I guarantee
yeah.
they wouldn't come over there. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that would be funny to keep cameras on there and watch the first one come in there and have the piranha start attacking.
Yeah. We're getting overrun down here. It's like it's just like a invasion. Well, that's what it is. It's an invasion.
That's exactly what it is, yep. Yep. A full-scale invasion, pretty much.
Yeah.
Especially with that new group that's coming in. They're saying it could be as much as 15,000 people. That's insane.
Well, you know what I would be embarrassed to be a border patrol agent down there because all you are right now is a glorified diaper changer. That's
yep.
all you are. That is exactly.
And they won't allow you to.
You won't allow you to do anything else except to babysit. I mean, I would
yep.
be thinking if I was one of those guys down there. Hey, you know, I didn't sign up for this fucking shit down here to babysit a bunch of damn idiots that don't even have no rights here to start out with. Okay, and if they want to come in the legal way, well, yeah, okay, there's a legal way and there's an illegal way. But these people,
I mean, I seen the bunch of documentary down there, and you know, some of them come over because, well, they were there, escaped, they want a better, well, you know, whatever. But a lot of them, you know, young men that are fighting type, where do you think those people are going to wind up at? Gangs? Easy.
Yep.
You don't think there's gangs along that Texas border down there?
Oh, hell
yeah. Right.
Yep. There's plenty of those. Just waiting to get into that border that Biden and Mayorkas says is controlled. Feel like shooting both of them between the eyes every time they say something like that. Just living down here, we know it's not controlled. And Lorianne, you still there? Maybe not.
Yep, I am.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just figured I'd give other people the floor after my long story about the breast pump.
Oh, we were waiting for more.
I'd like to hear the power story.
I have to admit, that's the only time I've ever had any experience with a breast pump in my life was that. It wasn't for my own personal use. I'm glad. God. Oh. From what I've heard, no way. The whole concept of breast pumping and breastfeeding for me. I mean, I support it for mothers out there. If I were to be a mom, I would definitely breastfeed. I wouldn't have a formula baby and all that, but you know, chalk that up to yet another reason why I never wanted kids, because it's like, no way, I don't want to have to breastfeed or pump my boobs, no way. Ah.
Yep.
Oh. Just not my idea of fun. Not at all.
Why not?
Kudos to any woman out there that has a baby and deals with all that, man. The pregnancy, the labor, the breastfeeding, everything involved in it, man.
No thanks.
If the human race depended on me, then we would have gone extinct a long time ago.
Yeah, I think that kind of includes me, too, because I've never had any kids. So all of my kids are stepkids.
I'd probably faint and fall back in it.
What, you made up for both Lorianne and I?
I'm just glad my sister had the kids. That took my older sister to have all the kids. Three kids. Took the pressure off of me.
Yep.
You can have it. She's the one that's had the four marriages now, and the three kids. So I'm off the hook for both. She's had more than enough of both to compensate for my lack thereof.
Yep. Well, let's see here. It is almost 1 o'clock here, so.
Almost two here.
Yeah, oh boy.
Are your bright lights starting to fade there?
Yeah, they're starting to. Although the lights themselves are staying pretty bright. I've been up since about 5 this morning, so. Yesterday morning.
Long, long day for you.
Yeah.
I don't do morning.
Oh, I had to this morning. Tomorrow I won't. I'll stay in bed as long as I can. Of course, my cat will wake me up at 5:30.
That's when I throw the cat out. Goodbye.
I don't let him in to begin with. My cats are not in the bedroom with me while I'm sleeping. Only my dog is. Because my dog's been trained. That dog, my dog Nikita, will not wake me up. If I'm sleeping, she will not wake me up. People can be knocking on the door. People can be doing all kinds of chaos outside. Neighbors can be doing whatever, but my dog will not wake me up. She knows.
What if they're pounding on the
ceiling? Mama's never happy when she wakes me up.
Oh, yeah.
No, the kitties, no way. My group cat isn't so bad. You know, he's pretty good about it usually. You know, he'll, when I have, like, when he snuck in or something, and I don't know he's there, and then I'm all settled, and he'll jump up, and he'll, like, lay by my feet, which isn't too bad. So he doesn't usually bother me. It's my other cat, yeah. Keyboard, that bothers me. He's the one that, my keyboard kitty that's 14 years old, he's the one that has to come behind my head on the pillow and knead my head and chew on my hair and walk back and forth, pulling my hair, trying to get settled and purr and purr and it's like, nope, that cat, when he sneaks his way in, it isn't long before he gets kicked out. Because I'm like, oh, hell no. You're not doing that shit to me right as I'm falling asleep, you know?
I have right beside my bed one of those spray bottles, and I've got it adjusted so it's just a stream of water. And he comes up and starts doing things, and I spray him. He takes off.
Oh, yeah.
Cats don't like water.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I got a new kitten, or, you know, I don't even have to spray the cats now because they're so trained, you know. If they even see the spray bottle, then they stop doing whatever it is that they were doing. But when they're kittens, that's the best kitten training tool is that spray bottle. and you put it till the stream lasts the furthest and then have one in every room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that's kind of the way that you train bird dogs when you go bird hunting? My dad used to train bird dogs years ago, back in the early 70s. You'd have a cat pistol. You know, we used to play with the little cat pistols, you know, they used the little cloth or the paper things that you just go pop, 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 right? You know, real, real simple thing. But you have to do that around bird dogs when they're a puppy, right? So they can get used to that noise that gun makes. Because if you don't, the dogs will become gun shy. They won't hunt at all times. Little cap guns, you know. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Because at least that gives them the, like you said, the noise. And then the cap gun looks like a gun, and you get them used to it as puppies so that they don't freak out. That makes sense.
Yep.
And the smell, you know.
Absolutely.
I wonder if they do something similar with horses, you know, like the horses that, you know, back in World War I, World War II, when horses were used a lot in wars. I wonder if they had to train them as colts to be used to the gunfire and stuff so that they wouldn't just, take off and run.
Yeah, I would think so because it would be just like a bird dog. I mean, they have ears too, so they could hear that, you know, that sharp, you know, recoil of the gun. So, yeah, I would say they would have some type of training. I never looked into it, but you would have to because, you know, something spooks a horse and you're on it, it's going to take off with you or without you.
Oh, yeah, and drag you, you know, stay up and rear up and take off, you know, and it catches you suddenly. Your foot gets in the stirrup and they'll drag you.
Yeah. If you're not ready for it, you're in trouble.
Yeah. I'm not a horse expert. I used to have two of them when I was a real little kid, but other than that, that's the last time I've ever been on a horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up in Colorado, been on plenty, but I haven't been on any since I left, so.
Mm-hmm. I like my horsepower in the mechanical world. Much easier.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't ridden horses in a long time. I used to ride quite a bit when I was younger on my grandpa's farm. My neighbor had a couple horses, and his neighbor up the road had a couple horses.
James is
at it
again.
Once in a while, I'd go to the ranch and do it. Huh?
James is at it again. Apparently, you can't use beef stew as a password. It's not stroganoff.
Oh, God.
I go to passwordgenerator.org, I believe is the website, whenever I have to create a new password, because then you can select it, you know, to not use certain characters and things like that. Set it for the characters
mm-hmm.
you want. It'll create a random password, and I use that all the time to create my passwords. Especially, you know, for some things I won't do a really, you know, random strong password like that, but other things like my banking, anything that's tied to any kind of financial thing, you know, order placement, whatever, I use that passwordgenerator.org to generate a nice, strong, random password.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones you can't remember.
Yeah, that's me. If I come up with
a really
great password, I never remember it.
Yeah, I got
my
one.
My computer password is something that nobody will ever guess. For whatever reason, with my memory the way it works, I have no idea why, but I remember the random password I was given when I opened up my first email account. My very first random password generated email account. And I remember it for some reason, and that's what I use for my computer password. Because it's like, there ain't nobody ever going to be able to guess it. You know? I've never had to write it down. You know, it's just a password that I remember, and only me would ever remember it. And so good luck getting into my computer, you know.
Well,
yep.
I had to take my laptop in and get it worked on. And, you know, the guy needed my password to log in on the computer. And I told him what it was. He says, God damn, nobody would have thought of that one.
No, not even him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
and see,
simple,
that's when
it's
you have to create a brand new password after that because you don't, you know, once you get that computer back, you've got to change it right away because you never want them to be able to use that password.
Ooh. Well, I didn't. I haven't. I haven't had any problems.
I guess
that's why
I'm glad I got into IT, even though I'm not sure if I'm going to stick with it or not, but I've never had to hire somebody to fix my computer for me, so I never
mm-hmm.
have to give anybody else my password.
That'd be a good reason to go into it, though, so you could always fix your own computer.
Exactly.
Except for when,
and then,
except for when you need to do something on your hard drive.
Well, even then, I got the adapters and stuff, so I can pull up my own hard drive and do what I need to do.
Well,
transfer data, pull stuff off of it, test it, do diagnostics on it, whatever. And then one of the things that I do when I set up my computer, my dad didn't even know this trick when he was trying to get my my desktop computer ready for me. He got it built it from scratch for me. And, you know, now Windows wants to tie it in with your MSN account, you know, your Microsoft account. And so he was having trouble installing, you know, Windows 10 Pro on it for me because it wanted my password. And I said, no, Dad, you don't have to do that. Unplug it from the internet, you know, so that it doesn't have an internet connection, and then start the install again. And then you can just create a local admin account instead and as a backdoor. And it won't require the Microsoft account because if there's no internet connection, it can't connect to the mothership, you know. And so it'll then give you the option to create a local administrator account instead. And that's how I always set my computers up, so that, you know, even if my own login that I use all the time, you know, let's say I get malware or something and it's compromised, then I still have the original local administrator account to log into. And I can take care of business that way. So that's a little trick if you're ever installing Windows and you want to create a local admin account during the installation and just take the internet away from it so it can't connect to the mothership.
Well,
and you can create your own local backup admin account.
I don't do Windows.
Yeah, I don't either. But that is a good thing, because my wife does.
And the same trick works, like, if you have a Windows computer and you're installing Microsoft Office, Microsoft Office does the same thing. It wants you to put in your Microsoft account information and stuff. But same thing. Unplug it from the internet, turn off Wi-Fi, whatever, so it doesn't have internet access, and it'll allow you to continue with the installation of Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm. But that's only if you, have it on disk or on something where you don't have to have internet connection?
Well, you can have the internet to download the installation files. You know, you could still, because that's the first step is downloading it. And so once you've gotten the installation files downloaded, then take it offline and then proceed with the installation after that.
Hmm.
Yep. Well, back in the day, you had to buy your programs on floppy disks in CDs when CDs came out, and then install them.
Then install them, yep. I got a whole freaking box of floppy, and it ain't worth a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I got a floppy reader, a little portable floppy reader. Other than that, they're prehistoric. They had a lot of good little programs on them back then, if I remember correctly. I know I got the internet for free for about 3 years back here when it first came out. What is that, AOL, America Online? You know, they send you these CDs. I mean, they you can pick them up at the store. They come in the mail. I just kept changing my passport and my screen name. I got it for free for over 3 years. Just changing them up.
Yep.
I took advantage of that.
I always stayed away from AOL. I hated their software. Their software was like malware by its resource hog. I always hated AOL. I went with like net zero dial up instead. And you didn't get the whole suite of the garbage software that AOL always had along with it.
Yeah.
Same thing, like yep. Whenever I bought a computer, like off the shelf computer, the license key is always somewhere. You know, on a laptop, it's usually under your battery. You take your battery out, you can get the software key.
Yeah.
And so I would download the installation files for, you know, whatever Windows it was, whatever version. And I wouldn't even go through the setup because, you know, those off-the-shelf computers always have so much junk, especially HP. HP was one of the worst, having so much junk software. And so I would just install a fresh copy of Windows on top of it and then go through the setup. Usually I had another computer that could download the drivers that I needed, you know, burn it to a disk or put it on a USB drive, whatever. Because a lot of times, you know, this was like back in the day before Windows updates were really good about having drivers for stuff. But whatever it didn't have, then I could download the drivers and everything, go to HP website, download all of the drivers that I needed, install it all separately. It was extra work, but man, you know, the system, like, it was night and day difference between how fast programs would load, how fast it would boot up, you know, with a fresh copy of Windows without all that extra garbage on it, you know, than compared to when you set up the computer with all that crap on it. It always went, you know, I had this HP computer like last forever because I did that. When everybody else with an HP computer, it's like after a year or so, it's like garbage, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever owned an HP computer. It's just, I don't think I
used to have a Packard Mail. That was my first computer. Yeah. After that TRS-80 came out there. I was on there before the internet, believe it or not. I'm an old fart. Remember the boards, the bulletin boards?
Oh, yeah.
That was before the internet. Okay. So,
Well, actually, that was the beginning of the internet.
Well, the beginning of the first part of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always hated that sound that was made when you dialed up, that screeching sound they always had. I always hated that with a passion.
The dial-up modem sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When the internet first came out, I was doing something else for about a year or so. Then that was before I got my first computer. So I went to Radio Shack. And I said, "Do you have a copy of the bulletin boards?" And the guy behind the counter looked at me like, "Bulletin boards? Man, we haven't used that thing in a couple of years. We got the internet now." I said, "What? What do you mean the internet?" He says, "Take a CD with AOL, go put it in your computer, and just follow the instructions. And boom, you're online." I said, "I'll be damned." So, yeah. Hell, back in electronics school, we had a Texas Instrument, one of them big computers that you could walk in. You could actually step into the cabinets of this computer. Back then, I think they paid $55,000 for it. That was the top of the line, let me tell you. Print cards, you know, old cards with the holes in it for data storage. Man, this thing was, man, that's where they taught the class at. You could actually walk through this thing. Look up the whole damn room. And now you see how small they are.
And that computer didn't have as much computing power as your laptop does.
No, less than that. Less than that. A calculator would be more smarter than that thing. Yeah.
Or a phone.
Or a phone, huh?
Yep, my first wife used to work at a place called Total Business Systems over on Indian School over here in Albuquerque. And, God, you walk into that place, and it was this huge room, and it was completely filled with this computer. And it probably had less computing space on it than my first computer did. And it's kind of funny thinking about it that way, you know, because you sit there and you think, well, I've got 4 gigabytes of RAM and 500 gigabytes of hard drive, and you think, God, I need more space. And that first computer didn't even have a hundredth of that. And it was so huge, and it just covered the whole room, and it was noisy and everything else. And it's kind of amazing to even think back on that.
What was the RAM capacity back then? 100 and something kilobytes or something like that. I mean, but that was top of the line. Man, you had something like that. You was pissing in high cotton if you got something like that. Then it went to 2 something. And boy, you was really up there, uptown. Oh yeah, I got RAM. I got 250 megabytes of, you know, RAM. Wow, man, you had something to talk about back then.
I'm just seeing this poll I posted on my Facebook page, too. As social media guardrails fade and AI deepfakes go mainstream, experts warn of impact on elections. Nearly 3 years after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol, the false election conspiracy theories that drove the violent attack remain prevalent on social media and cable news. Suitcases filled with ballots, late-night ballot dumps, dead people voting. Of course, this is from the AP, so you know it's left-leaning. Experts warn it will likely be worse in the coming presidential election contest. The safeguards that attempted to counter the bogus claims the last time are eroding, while the tools and systems that create and spread them are only getting stronger. Many Americans, egged on by former President Donald Trump, have continued to push the unsupported idea that elections throughout the U.S. can't be trusted. A majority of Republicans, 57%, believe Democrat Joe Biden was not a legitimately elected president. Meanwhile, generative artificial intelligence tools have made it far cheaper and easier to spread the kind of misinformation that misled voters and potentially influenced elections. And social media companies that once invested heavily in correcting the record have shifted their priorities. The tsunami of misinformation, said Oren Etzonini, an artificial intelligence expert and professor at the University of Washington. I can't prove that. I hope that I'll be proven wrong, but the ingredients are there and I'm completely terrified. AI deepfakes go mainstream. Manipulated images and videos surrounding elections are nothing new, but 2024 will be the first U.S. presidential election in which sophisticated AI tools that can produce convincing fakes in seconds are just a few clicks away. The fabricated images, videos, and audio clips known as deepfakes have started making their way into experimental presidential campaign ads. More sinister versions could easily spread without labels on social media and fool people days before the election. So look at this. The left media is already putting this stuff out here so that when election fraud legitimately does happen, they're putting it out there already so that it's all going to be, oh, that's misinformation. Oh, that's just a deep fake. You can't believe what you see. they're already working on, like, their cover story for election fraud that's bound to happen. And this whole article just goes into it. I'm going to have to post that on mine with my commentary, like, okay, here we go. We're being primed. The cover story is already being laid out. Any actual legitimate voter fraud that happens, people post videos, you know, like, and all that, showing the fraud, it's all going to be dismissed. They're going to dismiss it even worse than in 2020. Unless, of course, it goes in favor for the Democrats. Then it'll be legitimate. We're fucked. That's all I got to say. We're fucked. There's no winning for losing. And here's a nice one. Happy New Year. Washington lawmaker wants drivers to seize sticker shock for the Climate Commitment Act tax. Gas prices in Washington state were the most expensive in the nation.